Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Front lines of a vicious wildfire. Thousands more people are forced to flee their homes around Santa Barbara, California.
Don't take the chance of hanging around and thinking that you can protect your home.
That's County Fire Chief Tom Franklin, who says about 6,000 more people were urged to evacuate overnight, bringing the total to about 18,000. CBS's Steve Futterman watched as the wind-driven blaze tore across the countryside last night.
Flames shooting up into the air, I'd say around 50, 60 feet at the top of this hill right now. You can hear the helicopters now flying over me.
And what's the situation this morning? Let's go live to Steve standing by in Santa Barbara.
Well, Nick, there's no containment in sight as this fire grows. Once again today, we expect strong winds to return in the late afternoon. The question is, how intense will they be? The forecast calls for them to be somewhat milder, but there's no guarantee, and firefighters could have another rough day, Nick.
Half an hour away from release of the latest monthly jobless numbers, what are they likely to show? Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In fact, Nick, in a grim prediction, the White House expects this report will show the loss of hundreds of thousands of additional jobs. The economy has shed more than 5 million jobs since the start of the recession in December 2007. Kerry Leahy tracks employment numbers at Decision Economics.
Unfortunately, I think it'll be at least another 6 months before we can say we're actually generating more jobs than we're losing.
And later this morning, President Obama will announce new steps to help the unemployed enroll in school and training programs without having to give up their jobless benefits. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Not even the world's biggest automaker is immune from the global downturn in sales. Toyota says it racked up losses of $7.75 billion during the first 3 months of the year. It's the first annual loss for Toyota in 60 years. As GM struggles to stay alive, there's a report that the company plans to build more of its cars overseas. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Build more for American showrooms in places like Mexico and China, where GM's already humming to meet a growing Chinese appetite for cars.
A lot of our factories are running flat out to try and meet that demand.
The Washington Post reports GM may look to double the amount of cars it sells here that are made overseas as part of its survival plan.
Just can't pick up the house and move. So what do?
That's a threat to worried GM workers here who with benefits earn more than $50 an hour. Overseas labor is much cheaper. Nick?
In Missoula, Montana, a federal jury is deliberating whether W.R. Grace and three of its executives are guilty of environmental crimes that resulted in hundreds of people dying from exposure to asbestos from a vermiculite mine. A former suburban Chicago police sergeant is staring a murder charge in the face. Drew Peterson, accused in the death of an ex-wife 5 years ago, will be arraigned today. He's also implicated in the disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy. Next-door neighbor Sharon Bykowski was the first to file a police report after her 2007 disappearance.
This sure won't bring these two amazing mothers back, but maybe it'll give them a little bit of justice this weekend for Mother's Day.
People will again be allowed to visit Lady Liberty's crown. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has announced that the Statue of Liberty's crown, which was closed for security reasons since 9/11, will reopen on the 4th of July. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Finally, a verdict. Robert Ray has been found guilty on two counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of Javad Marshall Fields and Vivian Wolf. After the verdict, Fields' mother spoke with Kaplis and Silverman.
It's not easy, and even though we have this victory, we still go home without being able to hug our kids.
Fields was scheduled to testify against Ray in another crime when the pair were shot. Now Ray could face the death penalty. A Connecticut man who police say stalked and killed a college student from Colorado is in custody and faces his first court hearing today. Police say Stephen Morgan is accused of killing Johanna Justin Jinich, who grew up near Fort Collins. Justin Jinich was shot several times at a bookstore near Wesleyan University. And it's a quick way to get a green thumb. The Botanic Gardens annual plant sale starts this morning, runs through tomorrow. Spokesman Will Jones says you can get great gardening advice.
We have more than 500 experts on horticulture that are going to be working at the plant sale on both days.
7,000 people are expected to buy plants today and tomorrow at the Botanic Gardens. Sports: Rockies fall to the Giants 8-3, and the Marlins visit Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's pretty good.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
American Idol.
You are addicted.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' an anniversary tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
Denver metro area, and you're at all interested in meeting my dog and me, but my dog's a bigger attraction, Monty. Come on out to the Move-a-thon, the Colorado Progressive Coalition's healthcare Move-a-thon. It's going to be basically a protest, a demonstration, a rally for universal health care on Saturday. I'll have details for you exactly where and when, but it's Saturday morning. And we're going to talk to the organizers from the Colorado Progressive Coalition about that. So that's Saturday. So stick around. I'll give you details on that. But that is Saturday, and I will be there with my dog, Monty. All right, let's do our news rundown, our 6 a.m. news rundown.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
National news. So the ailing banks, the banking industry says it needs $75 billion. $75 billion more dollars. Now, it shows you how far we've come that that's portrayed as not that much money. I remember the good old days when $75 billion was a lot of money. $75 billion more. The White House has announced its support for legislation that passed the House creating an independent commission to investigate the causes of the nation's financial collapse. So perhaps as part of the bargain for this new $75 billion, maybe at least we'll get, you know, maybe a little investigation into what actually went wrong and what the banks did wrong. I sure hope so. Washington Post reports that the Obama administration is trying to put arms control back on the agenda. In New York yesterday, senior U.S. and Russian negotiators sat down to try to start work on renewing the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. As the U.S. government pours billions of dollars into General Motors in hopes of reviving the domestic economy, there are fears that when the new automaker completes its restructuring plan, many of the company's new jobs will be filled by workers overseas. According to an outline the company has been sharing privately with Washington lawmakers, the number of cars that GM sells in the United States and builds in Mexico, China, and South Korea will roughly double. Roll Call Reports, a declassified report submitted to Congress on Wednesday, states that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat of California, was briefed on the use of quote-unquote enhanced interrogation techniques, read torture, in September 2002. Pelosi's office maintains that the content of those briefings did not include details on the use of waterboarding. So there, she is at odds with this report. She is saying it's not true. Quote of the day, former Vice President Dick Cheney, when asked about the future of the Republican Party, said, quote, I think it would be a mistake for us to moderate. I hope the Republicans listen to him. I mean, not for the good of the country. I think it's bad for the country. I shouldn't say I hope they listen to him. I guess the political part of me hopes they listen to him because they will walk off the right cliff completely. They will never win another national election if they don't moderate. Those bank stress tests. Remember I was talking yesterday about how there was shenanigans in these bank stress tests? You know, the banks got the information before it got to the public, potential for insider trading. Washington Post reports that some major banks managed to wrest concessions from the government in closed-door negotiations over their stress tests that helped them put the best face on their results, financial analysts, industry officials, and sources said. Citigroup, for instance, successfully pushed to lower the amount of common equity it needs to raise $5.5 billion by applying $52 billion from capital it has not yet reworked. So, even when we're supposed to be getting details of what's going on, the banks are playing fast and loose with the government. And actually what it really is the banks and the government are colluding to play Enron-style accounting games so that we don't know what's really going on. Couple more updates on stories that we've been covering here. Stephen Friedman, that chairman of the New York Federal Reserve Board, the guy who was on the New York Fed, chairing the New York Federal Reserve Board while the New York Federal Reserve Bank was giving out $10 billion in taxpayer money to Goldman Sachs, and while Friedman was also simultaneously on the board of Goldman Sachs and owned shares of stock and was buying shares of stock in Goldman Sachs. Remember that guy? Yeah, he resigned on Thursday. Amid that swirl of conflict of interest questions. So he's gone. Too little too late if you ask me. We're already $10 billion down thanks to him. Now, another story to update you on. On Monday we had on Mike Lillis, the reporter from the Washington Independent. We asked about this discrepancy whereby Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado had said that he voted against the cram-down bill. Remember that bill to allow bankruptcy judges to renegotiate the terms of mortgages so as to prevent foreclosures. The banks didn't like that bill. And Michael Bennett said he was one of 12 Democrats to vote against it because he said President Obama was not for it. He said he was backing up the president. Now, the president had gone out and campaigned on it, promised that he supported this bill. So there was... I raised the idea that somebody's lying. Either Obama was lying, being dishonest, or Bennett's being dishonest. Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent today updates his reporting with a new story. White House silence paved way for cram-down crash. Though mortgage bankruptcy reform has been a central component of the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention strategy, Lillis reports, the White House all but abandoned the proposals in the days leading up to last week's Senate vote, providing some Democrats with the political cover to kill the bill and leaving supporters scratching their heads in wonder why the administration didn't push harder for passage. The proposal, sponsored by Senator Durbin, was endorsed by Obama on the campaign trail and again in February. Yet in the days before Thursday's Senate vote, the silence emanating from the White House was palpable. Unlike Obama's high-profile support for legislation to reform the credit card industry, the president made no public statements on cramdown, nor did he pressure Democratic lawmakers to support the bill. And this story actually quotes Michael Bennett. So you make the call. Who was lying? I still think that, you know, just because Obama didn't aggressively push for it, he didn't say he didn't support it either. This is just a shady story. Local news. State Representative Cory Gardner, the very, very conservative Republican, has announced his candidacy for the 4th Congressional District against Betsy Markey. So that will be a big congressional race in this state. Bill Ritter, he seems to want to just show us how pathetic he is. I mean, really, he seems to be going out of his way. Check this out. Governor Ritter said Thursday that he had an opinion on the death penalty, but won't say what it is. House Bill 1274, the bill to repeal the death penalty in Colorado, lost by one vote in the state Senate. Ritter refused to say whether he would have signed or vetoed the bill, reports the Denver Post, saying only that he would listen to the arguments on both sides. Asked Thursday if that meant he didn't have an opinion on the death penalty, the former prosecutor refused to clarify his stance. Quote, "Yes, I have an opinion, but I'm not going to share that with you." Well, that's real leadership. Really, that's real leadership, Gov. A watchdog group has asked the Secretary of State to investigate whether former Republican Congressman Scott McGinnis should be filing financial disclosures for his all-but-announced gubernatorial campaign. Colorado Ethics Watch, who we talked to earlier this week, is pushing the Secretary of State to open an investigation into McGinnis and whether he is, in fact, running for governor in 2010. The Denver Business Journal reports that what's being touted as the greenest office building in the world, the National Renewable Energy Lab's new stimulus-funded research support building, has broken ground in Golden. 5280's blog reports that Colorado Attorney General John Suthers announced the indictment of 15 undocumented immigrants in a statewide prostitution sting yesterday that shut down nearly one dozen brothels in Denver, Longmont, and Glenwood Springs. Governor Ritter, according to the Pueblo Chieftain, he does not yet know what he'll do with a bill that could limit the U.S. Army's ability to expand the Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. Scott McGinnis, his potential rival in 2010, has written him a letter pressuring him on this. And McGinnis is in pretty serious trouble over Pinyon Canyon. The Pueblo Chieftain reports that McGinnis has called this legislation premature, and he's urging Ritter to veto it, and the Chieftain seems outraged about that. So, pretty interesting political football. In some science news, enormous shark's secret hideout finally discovered. After half a century of searching, scientists have finally discovered what happens to the world's second largest shark every winter. It has a Caribbean hideout. Basking sharks, which can grow up to 33 feet long and weigh more than a Hummer H1, spend late spring, summer, and early fall in the temperate regions of the world's ocean, but then they pull their great disappearing act, eluding scientists through the winter months. The basking shark is a benign behemoth. It swims at about 3 miles per hour with its 4-foot wide mouth gaping open, filtering through almost 500,000 gallons of water every hour for its plankton. And they found its secret hideout. Apple is reportedly eyeing Twitter, looking to buy Twitter for $700 million. So we'll see about that. In Clifton Park, New York, this is a story that would make my wife, Emily, scream. She's so afraid of snakes. A diner at a TGI Fridays in upstate New York says he got a little something extra with his broccoli, a severed snake head. I mean, I would throm so quickly. I would definitely throm. You ever seen that picture, by the way, of the chicken McNugget, but it's actually a breaded chicken head? It's so gross. I would definitely... There would be a throbbing episode if I saw that. Wired reports as J.J. Abrams' reboot of the Star Trek franchise boldly goes into cinemas, it's time for us to go looking for real-life phasers. And what they're reporting on is a Pentagon effort to create a real-life phaser, a stun gun. And in our final story, Disney says it will no longer scan riders on Splash Mountain and three other rides for guests who feel the need to flash their private parts for souvenir photos. So Disney has stopped its Big Brother act. Oh, that's good, I guess. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so it is Movie Friday, so when you call us up, first things first, give us your favorite movie that deals with mothers, that you'd want to watch with your mother. Entertainment Weekly has its list up of movies that you would want to watch with your mother, or that's good for Mother's Day. 24 great movies for Mother's Day. So when you call up, give us your movies, and I'll read them out, a couple of them. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I don't think that was that good. Mamma Mia. Wall-E. Not sure why Wall-E is a Mother's Day movie. Dreamgirls. Moonstruck. That's a good mom movie. It's a good mom. And you can call us up with your favorite mom character. Entertainment Weekly's got Aliens on here. I mean, why is that a Mother's Day? Why is that a movie for mom? I don't really understand that. Entertainment Weekly also has your 17 favorite, and you can feel free to do this too, your 17 favorite beloved TV moms. Florence Henderson and the Brady Bunch. Let's see what else. What's a good one? Nora Walker, Sally Field from Brothers and Sisters. Lorelai Gilmore from the Gilmore Girls. Sophie Petrillo, Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls. That's a great one. That's a great one. Lynette Scavo from Desperate Housewives. So it's Mother's Day coming up. Don't forget to celebrate Mother's Day, and then start thinking about and give us a call and weigh in on, again, this controversy. Who is lying? President Obama or Michael Bennett? Right? We get this new story now that the White House was completely silent on the cram down issue. The White House was completely, according to Mike Lillis, the White House was completely silent about whether Democrats should vote for that bill to let bankruptcy judges force down home loans so as to prevent foreclosures. Bennett originally said, hey, I voted against it because President Obama wanted me to. Obama was out there saying, no, I support cram down. Now we get a story out on the wires today saying, in fact, the White House was completely silent in the lead up to that vote. So again, who do you think was lying? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones. 303-713-7600. It's the great cram down caper. Who is lying, Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic report.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Fridays are lighter than usual. Today's no different. Where it will get busy is in Boulder.
Hey again, it's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. I gotta tell you, some of these new games we have here are awesome. Like this one, Star Trek. It's even better than the show because you'll win cash and lots of it. Well, back to work. Anyone feeling lucky?
Yeah, I feel lucky at the Lodge.
That's the spirit, Fred.
I like to come to the Lodge because I like to win.
Why, thank you, Lisa.
Lodge!
Casino. Your first choice for fun.
Introducing TGI Friday's restaurant's new $5 sandwiches and salads. 9 irresistible new selections like the JD Chicken Sandwich or Santa Fe Chop Salad, all for just $5. And to celebrate, right now, any sandwich or salad on our menu is just $5 too. So hurry in to get yours now, because this offer is only for a limited time. Visit Fridays.com for details. Gimme more Fridays. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Levion.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Lots of flowers for the patio, some outdoor lighting to take you away, maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
.626 here on the Front Range. We've got a really, actually pretty cool show for you today. It's Movie Friday. What is your favorite movie that you've watched with your mom? Favorite movie about moms? Favorite mom television character? I don't know. I got to think on this one. I'm not sure who mine is. Entertainment Weekly's got its list of 24 up there. In the 7 a.m. hour, check this out. We've got Alex Hutchinson, the author of the book Popular Mechanics, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. So he's going to go through with us the 100 inventions that have really impacted our world. It's a pretty neat book, actually. At 8, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. And later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the Colorado Progressive Action about the Move-a-thon for healthcare on Saturday that I will be at and I hope you come to. You can meet my dog, Monty. You just have to promise to be nice to him. He gets a little excited around people. He's still in that puppy mode. Well, dig a little deeper before we get to your calls. 303-713-7600 if you want to give us your mom movie, your favorite mom movie. Dig a little deeper in some of these stories because there's really, I mean, these stories today are really pretty incredible. This roll call story about Nancy Pelosi. The declassified report submitted to Congress on Wednesday states that Pelosi was briefed on waterboarding in September of 2002. Pelosi's office maintains that the content of those briefings did not include details on the use of waterboarding. So she is at odds with this report. This report was provided by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the Obama administration. So Nancy Pelosi really has a lot to answer for here. If she knew about this stuff since 2002, I mean, that's a huge story. That is a huge, huge story. I wrote my column today. My column's in the Denver Post, the Fort Collins Coloradan, and in papers across the state and the country. It's about the combination or the common bond between the Wall Street crisis and the swine flu crisis, and how this is really, I think, an example. These two crises are perfect examples of what happens when you have what I call piggish capitalism, right? The mixture of consolidation deregulation, and government subsidization. I know that's a mouthful. But when you basically deregulate the economy and you don't enforce antitrust laws, you allow for major consolidation. And you certainly help that consolidation when you offer up huge government subsidies. And then what you end up having is these huge behemoths, whether it's factory farms or banks, that can take the things that they do wrong or the things that afflict them, bad things. In agribusiness's case, swine flu, for instance. In the banking industry's case, these subprime mortgage-backed assets, the risk of those. You take the size and the unregulated nature of the industry, and that allows these bad things to be spread everywhere, exponentially, like a pandemic. And if we don't, at least what I say in the column is, if we don't come to terms with that, if we don't change the policies that allowed that, then we're going to keep having these kinds of problems. I mean, just think about it this way. Swine flu is harder to spread in an agricultural system that's dominated by small farms, right? In a agricultural industry dominated by small farms, maybe one farm, couple farms, a bunch of farms get afflicted, but each farm is separated from each other, so it's harder to spread. It's the same thing in the banking industry. If you've got a couple banks making a bunch of really stupid and silly investments, it's harder to spread the danger of that risk throughout the entire economy if the banking sector is mostly small banks as opposed to what it is right now, which is mostly huge banks. And the agribusiness stats are just incredible. I think it's four companies right now, for instance. Four companies control almost three-quarters of the entire pork and meat industry. And they share, you know, they share herds, they move herds around. I mean, when you create a system like that, it may be the efficiencies you get out of the systems like that can work to efficiently spread the bad things that you allow in that system. And what I say in the column is it's kind of a bummer that the Obama administration seems more interested in bailing out at least the financial industry, just handing over more money to it, rather than breaking up the banks. And Congress has cast votes to refuse to break up the agribusiness industry. It's not like what I'm saying is I'm breaking news here, right? 5 days before Congress voted for the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, that bill deregulating the entire financial sector, it voted against Paul Wellstone's bill to put a moratorium on corporate agribusiness mergers. So Congress knew what it was doing when it allowed all this to happen. And so there really is a comparison here. There really, really is a comparison here. And when we had Lloyd Chapman on from the American Small Business League yesterday, you know, he talks about how so much of government contracts, government subsidies go to huge business and not to small business. It's all part of the same system, which as I said, I call piggish capitalism. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Centennial, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, you and I have talked about this before. In my mind, the greatest threat to our American democracy are these huge multinational corporations. And we need another round of Teddy Roosevelt trust busting. You know, we've talked about this. If they're too big to fail, they're too big to begin with. You said they were too big to be in private hands. So they need to be broken up. It's time for us to break some of these huge corporations up. Break up Citigroup. Break up Chase. Break up Archer Midland Daniels, who should never get a dime in government subsidies. You know, and let's realize that I'm beginning to wonder whether we shouldn't revisit the Supreme Court decision, I forget the name of it, that named corporations as an individual.
Right. It's a decision that was back about 90 years ago. Right. I don't remember the name of it.
No, it was actually, I think it was more than that. I believe it was actually in the 1880s.
Oh, there was a series of court cases. There was a couple establishing the precedent, yes, that corporations are treated as people. And look, you know, being for antitrust enforcement is not a Republican or Democratic issue, right? It's not a conservative or liberal issue, right? It's just not. I mean, it's,
nope.
You know, it was frankly, it was the Republicans, Teddy Roosevelt, who didn't start the mantra of trust busting. He happened to be the president who ended up championing it. But the point here is that capitalism cannot work without competition. And
exactly.
We have a situation now in so many industries, you know, it's not just agribusiness and Wall Street. So many industries are vertically and horizontally integrated, right? And by that I mean that they control the entire chain of production. Well, as I understand it, I'm not an economist. Vertical integration is when, if you're, let's say, you're in the pig farming business, you control the hog farms, the meat packing, the processing, and the distribution. So you control the entire chain. Horizontal integration is when you control one corner of that, or one piece of that horizontal. So if you're horizontally integrated, if you're a hog farming company and you control most of the hog farms in the country, you may not control the distribution. And what we have is in this country right now, especially on Wall Street and in the agribusiness industry, we have vertically and horizontally integrated mega corporations. And we have that in other industries too, and there is a huge danger to it.
I agree. And we also need to take a look at the tax laws in regard to this, because so many of them, and I think Obama is starting to take steps to these, they're claiming they're U.S. corporations, you know, when their headquarters are actually elsewhere and they stash all their money overseas. But to your point about how, you know, so much of the government is geared towards these huge corporations, what this really points back to, and I think you were touching on this the other day, is the real solution, because I know Ed Schultz was talking about Max Baucus not allowing people who want single-payer health care to even testify in front of the Senate Financial Committee yesterday. The key is public financing of campaigns. We've got to prevent these huge corporations from being able to give these politicians these huge sums of money. Max Baucus has taken $180,000 from big insurance and pharmaceutical companies. It's no wonder he doesn't want anybody testifying about single-payer health care. And the same thing applies, you know, the senators even from our state, but I'm sure in more like Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, the Midwest, how much money has Archer, Midland, Daniels given them?
Right. They are, I mean, the agribusiness industry, the healthcare, I mean, all these industries that are so integrated. And the healthcare industry is another one that's dominated by huge mega corporations. I mean, these insurance companies, Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of the biggest companies, you know, one of the biggest companies in the United States. You know, United Healthcare a couple of years ago paid its CEO $1 billion. Imagine how big a company you have to be to pay your CEO, one person, $1 billion. So you're absolutely right, and public financing of elections is at the heart of this. But, you know, it's such a catch-22. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like this. It's like, how are you going to get public financing if the corporations, the huge mega corporations, these huge trusts, that's what they really are, these trusts, right now are so control the system through the current system. How are you going to get them, how are you going to get those same politicians to then change that system of control, right? That's the catch-22. It's like a closed system. The politicians won't pass public financing of elections because the interests that fund them now don't want public financing of elections. It's a closed loop. And the question about how to break that loop, how to short circuit that, that's the fundamental question of the day. Kurt, thanks for the call. 6:38, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Friday. We're a little bit all over the map today. That's okay. I threw out the question again. We've got an update now on from the Washington Independent, the newspaper that reports now that in that dispute between Michael Bennett and Barack Obama, remember the Bennett said, I voted against the cram down bill because Obama basically told me to, and Obama was out there campaigning saying, no, I support cram down. Well, the Washington Independent reports that the White House was palpably silent in the lead up to that vote, which seems to add credence to Bennett's idea that maybe the White House didn't want this. So who do you think is not telling the truth here? 303-713-7600 is the number. And my new column out today is called Piggish Capitalism. Piggish Capitalism, about how the similarity between the Wall Street crisis and the swine flu crisis is the fact that both agribusiness and Wall Street are examples of what happens when you have industries that are allowed to be deregulated, consolidated, and government subsidized. That really the problem is that we need somebody to do some trust busting. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Or do you think, and I'll play devil's advocate here, or do you think we've gotten so many efficiencies out of huge corporations that we just got to take the bad with the good? That when you have a big company like a big agribusiness company, you know, they're able to make cheap food. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. It is also Movie Friday. What's your favorite movie to watch with your mom? It's Mother's Day coming up. Your favorite mom in a movie, your favorite mom on a TV show. Entertainment Weekly's got its spread. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Pretty good speeds as you're making your way around Denver. Volume is building in a couple different
spots. Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. X-Men Origins Wolverine sets up 2000's original X-Men movie and explains exactly how Wolverine came to be. Although early reviews were mixed, the movie is actually pretty solid. Filled with lavish special effects, humor, and a few twists along the way, with its opening weekend netting around $87 million, it looks like Wolverine's blades can definitely cut it.
More. It's over for the Republicans for the next 40 years because they will be viewed as the party that didn't, that wouldn't.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
America's Next Top Model waved goodbye to its ninth contestant as 19-year-old Fo from Albuquerque left the CW show. Following her elimination, Fo spoke of her time on the show, saying that it had been one of the most beautiful experiences ever, and that she can go home with a sense of reason. Profound. Hopefully the final four can come up with such heartfelt parting words.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
And see him in person. Rocky's Auto's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
6:43. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Before I forget to do this, I won't forget to do it on Sunday either. But I just wanted to call up my mom and wish you happy Mother's Day, Mom.
David.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You actually made my day. I'm not in your time zone, so of course I got up early thinking that it's Mother's Day, and I really want to thank you for calling.
I'm sorry I'm not there. I'll be there next week, and just want to use this as a reminder to everybody: call your mom. wish her happy Mother's Day, or you're going to be in trouble with your mom. So I'm calling my mom from on the air to Philadelphia, and I just wanted to wish you happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you, and I'm happy that I'm so happy I'm your mom.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. by the way, who's your favorite mother character in a movie? Do you have that?
Favorite mother character.
Or what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie to watch? What was your favorite movie to watch with your mom? Or what was your mom's favorite movie? It's Movie Friday here.
It's Movie Friday? Oh, I guess my mother loved Gone with the Wind, but my mom was really old, but she loved Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. All right. That's a good movie for Movie Friday. All right, Mom.
Okay.
Have a good day. Love you.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. Love you so much.
Okay. Bye. Happy Mother's Day. You see, remember, don't forget to call your mom. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Don't forget. You'll pay if you forget. Your mom will be waiting for you to call. All right. 6:45, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones just to review. Who do you think's lying? Michael Bennett, Barack Obama on that cram down issue on that vote to see who, on whether bankruptcy judges can write down the terms of loans so as to prevent you from going into foreclosures. Bennett voted against that bill with the banking industry. Obama said he supports it. Bennett said, hey, I voted against it because Obama told me he was against it. Sounded pretty shady, but now we got a story on the wire about how the White House was completely silent in the lead up to that vote. So who do you think's lying, Bennett or Obama? That's been our story this week. And then on this issue of swine flu and Wall Street, how are they related? I say in my column today that they're related by the fact that we've allowed these industries, the banks and the agribusiness industries, to grow too big. We haven't busted the trusts. What do you think about that? Or do you think I'm wrong? You think that it's been good that we've allowed companies to become so big because in becoming so big and becoming so vertically and horizontally integrated, they've been able to squeeze efficiencies out of the system. You know, we do have a much more cheap, inexpensive way of distributing food now, in part because of vertical and horizontal integration. Then again, we also have a very efficient system of distributing disease, foodborne illness, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think? 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. Your favorite movie that you've watched with your mom, or your favorite mom in a movie. And we'll open it up if you want to give your favorite mom in a TV show. 303-713-7600. Couple lines open. Clyde in Arvada. Clyde.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Good morning. Say that was Dietrich calling your mother.
Well, just a reminder to everybody, call your mom.
Hey, man, I can, our mother lived to be 102 and 7 months.
Wow.
So I can think of, I can't remember all the time.
You got good genes.
Well, praise, yeah, I do, I think so. Say, you know, once you have a centrally controlled or centrally created monetary system, you're logically going to have huge similar organizations. We call them corporations. Created, actually, if you do your research on mercantilism or cartelism, you will find that in the 1700s, those developed in England, and there were a dozen of them, and you remember them from school, East India Company, Hudson Bay Company.
Mm-hmm.
Similar, they owned and controlled the government of England. Yeah, they were created by the Bank of England, and you have the very same thing in America. Everything tends to replicate itself according to its own substance. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
No.
Everything tends to replicate itself according to its own substance. Just as you and I tend to think that what we believe is probably the right thing, in the economic sphere, and this is true of all social institutions, economic institutions, et cetera, political, whatever, people tend and organizations tend to reproduce themselves according to their kind. So what you've had in America is the same thing happening where, although we originally started out with corporations, and the United States government is actually a corporation, the state of Colorado is a corporation, the city of Arvada is a corporation, what has happened is that those, quote, what people call publicly created corporations, the function of their function originally was to protect us from all of these bad things that we now see corporations and individuals, et cetera, doing. What's happened is that cycle has reversed itself because of that concentration, where they no longer function to protect the individual as such, the individual people as such. And they have become above the government because the economic monetary system is above the government. Your laws flow from your the type of economic system, the money creation system, not the reverse. The money creation system creates, and it's a fraud, it's, as you know, if you've seen From Freedom to Fascism, you know, it's a fraud, it's a cartel too, it's a money cartel. It creates the kind of law you have. So what we need to do is we need to look at decentralizing tremendously the monetary system.
That's interesting. You know, Clyde, I haven't heard a theory like that. It does make some sense there. And, you know, it's not hard to understand how so much of our politics flows from the politics of money instead of the opposite, instead of politics flowing into monetary policy. That's really an interesting point. And, you know, just to add a little current news to this, President Obama was asked about some of these questions in this big interview he did with the New York Times. He was asked about the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act that allowed a huge amount of banking industry consolidation. And he went in this interview that's just up now on the New York Times website, he went into a back and forth about whether he didn't seem to take a position on whether he thinks the banks need to be broken up or whether they can be big but also better regulated. I mean, I think ultimately you can't have what you want to have without antitrust enforcement and regulation of practices. Meaning, you're not going to get institutions that serve society unless their size is regulated and their practices are regulated. Once you have something that's too big, that whose problems will potentially pose a systemic risk to society, that institution is too big to control and also more likely than not will have outsized political power to make sure that the regulations don't serve the public. Clyde, thanks for the call. 652, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christine, Tom, Pete, hang on. We'll get to your calls after this break. It's 49 degrees in Denver, going up to 65. I'm David Sirota. This is Colorado's Progressive Talk Station, AM 760. Let's go to a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Pretty good speeds as you're out and about right now. No significant delays, but you will find those slowdowns starting to build on the southbound side of 2 1/4. This is after Parker Road up towards I-25. Northbounders through that stretch looking pretty good right now. Volume is also building westbound 76, right around 74th, taking you up to 270. Speeds through that stretch are still in the 40s right now, tacking a minute or two onto that drive. Rest of the highways, pretty good shape. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day today with a high of about 64, 65 degrees. There is a slight chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms. It's going to be a cloudy day, overnight low of 41. Currently, we're at 52 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tasty tomatoes, perfect peppers, and awesome onions in your garden? No problem. Just use Eco Compost this year and make your own miracles. Eco is all you need to grow. Visit richlawn.com to learn more and to locate a dealer near you.
Mario, so did you know your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins, and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit thenaturalsleepstore.com. That's thenaturalsleepstore.com.
Planting a tree is a symbol of celebration, representing life, hope, and
and growth. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates life, hope, and growth every day, especially this weekend on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, get your mom the gift of life with a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery and receive 10% off any product in stock. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then, visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. Plant a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
3 seconds here so we can squeeze in everybody. My bad. I've probably been blathering on this morning. I'm just psyched that it's Friday. Here we go. Tom in Denver. Go for it.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to say I think Tim Bennett should have been talking to Harry Reid and get directions from the majority whip about how to vote on that particular bill. I don't believe that Tim Bennett read the bill.
You're talking about Michael Bennett.
Yeah, Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett.
He should have read the bill and know that it was for the middle class. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. I mean, and by the way, we haven't even talked about the idea that, you know, if you're going to cite a reason to vote against the bill, you don't sound like you sound like a spineless invertebrate if your justification for voting against the bill is that the president, I told you not to. I mean, you know, I know Bennett was appointed, but he's supposed to sort of independently represent Colorado. Good point, Tom. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Christine. Christine.
Good morning, David.
Hi.
Hi. The first movie that came to mind about moms is the movie Stepmom with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon.
Yes.
It has all the complications of women's relationships, and it was just a beautiful movie.
That's a good recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing my mom next week. Maybe I'll watch it with her.
Great. Yeah. Wonderful.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you for doing everything you're doing here.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Last call before we get the national news. And stick around in the 7 a.m. hour. We got a great guest from Popular Mechanics, the top 100 inventions that have brought us into the modern age. And start thinking about what you think have been the best inventions over the last century. Because when we open up the phones, that's what we're going to talk about. All right. Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm hosting a radio show.
Oh, no kidding. Listen, my mom's dead, but for about the last 10 years on Mother's Day, we'd watch two movies. One, because it was from where she was raised. That one was Like Water for Chocolate. I don't know if anybody remembers that movie or not.
Yeah, I remember that movie. I don't think I saw it, but it was a book, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was, and it took place on the border, you know, in Texas.
Yeah.
And, like, right where she was born, you know, and except for the racy parts, you know, it was one we watched every year. And another one we watched every year in a row as I was making dinner for her was Harold and Maude.
Yes, I hear that's a great movie. And, in fact, there's something about Mary. That's Mary's favorite movie in that movie. And it's reminded me that I got to see it. Hey, Pete, thanks for the call. Thanks for weighing in.
All right, bud. See
ya. All right. So we're going to go to national news now, and then again, stick around. We got the author of a new book by Popular Mechanics about the top 100 inventions. And so start thinking about what inventions you think have brought us into the 21st century. Stick around.
Landmark.
Rock Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product, including hybrids, in the state. Serving you since 1919, we are the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 R.L. Polk data.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. American businesses have not run out of jobs to cut, but the pace of job cuts seems to be slowing down.
Still terrible, but it's the smallest decline we've seen in 6 months.
Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss, the government a short time ago said employers trimmed payrolls by 539,000 jobs in April. Unemployment, though, is still going up. It hit a 26-year high, 8.9%.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The April decline in the layoff rate could be one of those glimmers of hope that President Obama's been mentioning, but the overall unemployment increase is further confirmation of White House concerns that the jobless picture will get worse before it improves. Now, later this morning, the president will announce some new steps to help people receive their jobless benefits even when they enroll in school and job training programs.
I'm Steve Kathan. So many people out of work for such a long time are now desperate.
They go into interviews very much behind the
And executive coach Wendy Alfus-Rothman says too often that desperation shows in job interviews. Bitterness about a layoff can, too.
The attitude that you bring on an interview tells a lot about who you are.
And a survey by theladders.com finds 44% of recruiters say the lack of preparation is the biggest job interview mistake.
Frank, the April jobs report has Wall Street in a positive frame of mind. S&P futures are up 10 points just ahead of the opening bell. A tenacious wildfire is tightening its grip on Santa Barbara. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman, what's the latest?
Well, Frank, the raging fire is spreading. No one talking about containment right now. This the sound of burning brush last night. Today is getting off to a tough start. There are windy conditions already, and the fire is moving. It's jumped some highways. The total of number of homes destroyed right now, very likely over 100, more than 30,000 people forced to leave their homes. Live in Santa Barbara, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Americans will soon be able to visit an American treasure.
On the 4th of July, we will open up the crown of the Statue of Liberty here in New York.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar made the announcement on NBC's Today show. The statue's crown has been closed to the public since 9/11 because of security concerns. Former Illinois Police Sergeant Drew Peterson faces arraignment later today on a first-degree murder charge. Peterson, still suspected in the disappearance of his fourth wife, is accused of drowning his third wife, Kathleen Savio, in 2004. Charlie Dorman was her nephew.
We're feeling just well overjoyed. When we heard that it was going to happen, it was like, wow, finally.
Overseas, Pope Benedict received an enthusiastic welcome in Amman, Jordan a short time ago as he began his first visit to a Muslim country. Some Muslims still haven't gotten over a comment the Pope made 3 years ago that was seen as insulting the Prophet Muhammad. In the battle for control of Pakistan's Swat Valley, government forces claim they've killed 140 Taliban militants in the past 24 hours. This is CBS News.
Not long ago, using the Internet meant waiting for a connection, for a page to load or a download to complete, and progress bars. Lots and lots of progress bars. Welcome to now. Equip your team with Sprint Mobile Broadband and instantly unleash the potential of the Internet from almost anywhere. They pop a Sprint Mobile Broadband card into their laptops, and they're up and running right now. Checking emails from the lobby? Check. Uploading or downloading some mammoth files in the back of a cab? Done. And because only Sprint has the most dependable 3G network, your crew gets what's most important to them whenever they need it, practically instantaneously. Instant internet from virtually anywhere. Sprint, the now network. Get a free Ovation U760 by Novatel Wireless Mobile Broadband Card for your entire business team. Visit Sprint.com/free card. Dependable based on third-party drive tests on data performance for top 50 markets. Offer valid through 6609. Excludes taxes. May require credit approval. $36 activation. 2-year agreement and $200 early termination fee. Available for corporate liable accounts only. See store for coverage and other details.
Enter to win a PC at 345PC.com. 345PC.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Good news if you're a fan of VH1's reality shows. The network has just renewed their shows Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, I Want to Work for Diddy, Brooke Knows Best, Gotti's Way, and Tool Academy for brand new seasons. They've also ordered Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew to be made, a show that's been in the works since earlier this year.
To start a larger shooting spree targeting Jewish people. Robert Ray is found guilty of two counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of Javad Marshall Fields and his fiancée Vivian Wolf. Fields was supposed to testify against Ray in a murder case.
And he thought by killing Javad, that would silence him, and, you know, he wouldn't have to do any time.
Fields' mom, Rhonda, speaking with Kaplis and Silverman, Ray could get the death penalty. And keep your small dogs close. A coyote snatched a chihuahua off a park walking path just a few feet from the dog's owner. The Denver Post reports it happened in Bellevue Park near West Bellevue and South Santa Fe. The dog's owner had dropped the leash, and as the little dog trailed behind her, the coyote appeared seemingly out of nowhere, grabbed the chihuahua, and ran off. The Division of Wildlife is trying to track the coyote. The dog's remains were later found in the park. Sports, Rockies fall to the Giants 8-3. The Marlins visit Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 2 1/4, really loading up after that Parker curve up towards I-20.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Mac and cheese from scratch, and can spend an entire day at the farmer's market. Celebrate this Mother's Day with 30 gifts under $30 at 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. Save 25% or more. Then put those savings toward your own mini vacation at home. Flats of flowers for the patio. Some outdoor lighting to take you away. Maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 65 today. Another beautiful day on the Front Range. Not really sandals weather yet. I'm right on the borderline. My feet don't feel comfortable in sandals unless it's over 70. That might make me lame and weak, but I'm one of those. I get cold really easily. All right, as promised, and as I've been looking forward to for a while now, we have on the line with us Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics, and he has written this new book called Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. And this book goes through all of the different inventions, many of which we take for granted, that really have brought us into the 20th and ultimately the 21st century. And so we asked Alex to come on to discuss with us how he came up with this list, what's in this list. And as you listen to this interview, I want you to think about the inventions of the last 100 years or so that you think really have most impacted us today. And I know I'm throwing a lot at you. I know it's Movie Friday, and I want your recommendations for movies to watch with your mom. But I also after we talk to Alex, we'll take your calls on what inventions you think have really brought us into the 21st century. And then I'll even ask you to think speculatively. What do you think will be invented that will change our society in as transformative a way as some of the ideas that we're going to talk about with Alex? Alex, thank you for being here.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
So, all right, first question is, how did you come up with this? Well, actually, let me dial it back. Why don't you give us a couple of examples of what we're talking about here in terms of inventions, the best examples, and in many cases, the ones that we take most for granted?
Well, that's a good question, because I think, you know, everyone would think of computers and internet, and so I think the transistor is the first invention in the book, because it underlies all of those inventions. So obviously that's in there, but the book is not just these sort of obvious inventions. We wanted to look more broadly. You know, if you're sitting in a room and you look around, what are the things in that room that have been invented in the last 50 or 60 years? Is it, you know, do you have a can of beer beside you? And that's the pull-top can is actually a relatively recent invention that's pretty useful. Or a post-it note or something like that. So it spans the range from latex paint to cordless drills, all the way up to MRIs and container shipping and nuclear power.
And how did you come up with, what was the, if there was any broad metric, I mean, what was the metric? I mean, how do you judge, you know, top 100 inventions? So many things have been invented. I mean, what was the sort of criteria to get on this list?
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to compare the pull-top beer can to nuclear power, right?
Right.
So obviously there's some subjectivity, but what we really wanted to do was take a broad look. So when we consulted experts across the country at science museums and science centers and universities where they study the history of science and technology, but we consciously contacted as broad a variety of experts as possible. So people who studied, you know, the history of cars, aeronautics, but also biology and medicine, because you could easily make a list that's 99 microchips, right? And
right.
That's not that exciting. So we wanted to say, let's look at different parts of our lives and make sure we have some representation from all the different areas.
We're talking with Alex Hutchinson. He's written this book for Popular Mechanics, the top 100 modern inventions that have transformed our world. And I'm looking through this book. It's a great book. It's got a lot of photos in here. And some of the photos are really kind of funny. I'm looking at the photo of the cell phone, the old cell phone from 1983. It looks like the size of like a shoebox. And it's really, these are really pretty funny. And a lot of these, you don't really think of anymore. You're right, when you think of, you know, inventions, soft contact lenses, the automated teller machine, the electronic calculator, the Sony Walkman, the MP3 player, obviously that's a more of a modern invention. In your research about this, was there any period of time in particular where there was a larger number or a faster amount of inventing than other times? And I ask that because, you know, I'm wondering if we as a society go through moments where we become more inventive and sometimes where we become less inventive.
I think that's definitely true. One of the things we noticed and one of the factors in when we decided to start the book, which was with the transistor in 1947, is there was a big surge of innovation right around the time of World War II, I mean, connected to the war. And after the war, there was this big process of taking these developments and moving them into the consumer realm. So we found there were a ton of inventions in the late 40s and early 50s, and that stemmed from the fact that all of society was mobilized during World War II. There was also, I think, in the late 60s was another time when I found there were a lot of inventions, because to be honest, one of the things we were trying to do was make sure inventions came from different times. So we were looking at the dates, and then, gosh, there's a lot of late 60s.
Right.
Not a whole lot, you know, 6 or 7 years earlier or 6 or 7 years later. And it just seems like they go through cycles, and that's probably affected by, you know, the economy and just what's going on in culture in general.
Can we learn anything about those times that we were so inventive, or that the world was so inventive, or maybe just the United States was inventive. Can we learn anything that we can replicate deliberately? And I guess as a parenthesis to that question, can we learn anything that we can replicate deliberately that doesn't involve war?
Yeah, you anticipated my answer, which is like, you know, no matter how inventive we get, I don't think we want a Second World War.
Right.
But to put a more positive spin on things, I think when we're very comfortable and everything's going well, there's less incentive for us to be trying to make things better. And so at this very moment in time, I think a lot of people are struggling, and that's going to spur people to say, how can we make things better, you know, for myself? But, you know, if you invent something, you're going to make life better for yourself.
So it's the struggling artist theory of invention.
Yeah, exactly. You can't write a great piece of opera if you have 3 square meals a day. Or whatever that argument is.
It's funny. You know, it's actually interesting that you bring that up. And we're talking to Alex Hutchinson about his new book from Popular Mechanics, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. It's really interesting that you bring that up, because as I think about it, you know, I sometimes think, because most of the time I'm a writer, I sometimes think that that I need to create a sense of crisis or a sense of there's this whole thing in writing where writers tend to joke about how we put off writing until the deadline becomes right to the point where the deadline becomes seemingly unmanageable. And then that's when the best writing comes, because you sort of artificially manufactured this sense of urgency and crisis. And it seems to me that what we're talking about, how the inventive spurt from our country comes when we're not all that comfortable. It seems to be the same kind of thing. And that, by the way, I think you're right. I think it seems to suggest that maybe out of this crisis, we will see a period of invention, especially along the lines of like energy. And I wonder, in your research, because we hear this a lot, how much of these inventions, how many of these inventions, and I'm not looking for an exact number here, but how many of these were derivatives of things that weren't originally invented to do what they were invented to do? And by that I mean, like, something was, they were studying one thing and they came up with something else that was way more transformative. And I wonder about this question specifically in terms of war. Because we hear a lot about, well, the Pentagon was researching this missile that they wanted to kill, 50,000 people in one blast, and they came up with this polymer that then made for great jackets, right? So how much of the inventions were like deliberate, and how much of them were accidental?
You tap into a really vigorous debate in that I came across a little bit in my research, it's really hard to know, because some people would argue very strongly that if you want to invent something, you need to have a goal. You need to say, we want more efficient energy, let's funnel our energy towards energy research. Other people would say, let's just get smart, creative scientists, give them some funding, and let them pursue whatever they want, and we'll get some good stuff out of it. We don't know what we'll get, but we'll get, just like in the past, inventions will lead to fantastic things that we never would have dreamed of. And there's examples of both in the book. The transistor, which is the first and maybe the most important in the book, that was something that William Shockley in 1939 said, this is what we need to do. We need to build an amplifier out of semiconductors that will replace these fat, bulky vacuum tubes that we're using in the electronics now. It took 8 years, but they did exactly what they wanted to do. It was focused and directed research. But there's other examples, like the laser is a fantastically useful thing, but when it was first conceived of, they didn't patent it. They went to a patent lawyer, and the lawyer said, why would you patent it if you can't think of anything that was to be used for? This is just a novelty. And they were wrong. But they wouldn't, if they'd been trying to invent that, they wouldn't have even realized it was useful.
Where do you come down on that policy question? Because that ultimately is a policy question. And just for folks listening in, I mean that you can see how it is a policy question, because members of Congress, members of our state legislature, they have to decide, all right, look, are we going to give a lot of money to the NIH, or for general R&D subsidization? Or are we going to target money to, like, the specific project, you know, the National Renewable Energy Lab? And maybe that's a bad example because they do a bunch of different research. But my point is targeted to a specific project. That's a real policy question that our governments have to make. Where do you come down on that? I mean, I'm sure you're probably, I'm guessing you're probably going to say, well, it's a balance and we have to do both. But, but you know, is there anything that you learned in your research policy-wise that we need to know about?
Yeah, I mean, you anticipated my waffling answer. Well, of course, we need to have A and B. In all honesty, I think as a society that it's difficult to justify not giving goals at all. The society does have a role in setting big, large-scale goals. I think it becomes a problem when policymakers try to set goals too specifically. Say, not just, we want you to do research in this field of renewable energy, but we want you to build some new ceramic that can store hydrogen better so that we can build a car that carries hydrogen. Then you're boxing in the researchers too much.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to branch off and say, oh, this is an interesting result I didn't expect. Let's reorient ourselves without worrying that the funding agency is going to come down hard on me and take away my money next year.
Right, and the problem with that, of course, in the political realm, and we're talking to Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics about his book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. The problem with that, politically, in our political system, is that if it's not specific, then it often is derided as pork or waste, right? You hear that so much in the debate, for instance, over NASA, right? Why are we funding this? We're, you know, they're researching the, you know, something that's so broad as space, and we need money to be targeted specifically at something we need, you know, right now, and, you know, and like right in the immediate future. And the whole assault in many ways on basic scientific research, I think it comes less from the conservative right in terms of, you know, the anti-science, pro-science thing. And I think it comes more from a debate over what's most useful, right? This debate about, well, if you fund basic science, we're going to come up with all sorts of innovations that we can't even think of, we don't even know exist now. We don't even know we want. We don't even know we know we want, if you will, to use a Donald Rumsfeldian terms, right? And then the other side says, no, we know we need X, Y, and Z, so we should put money only into that. So our politics really are not necessarily conducive to that broad basic research. Hey, Alex, can you stick around for another segment? Maybe we'll take some calls.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Okay, great. We're talking to Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics. His new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. He is an expert on inventions. Just to give you a little background on him, he's the award-winning author of the Popular Mechanics series, Know Your Footprint, and a contributing editor at the magazine. So here's what we're going to do. 303-713-7600 is the number. We've got a national expert on inventions and innovation on with us. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Ask him any questions you want about inventions in the past. And I'm going to start asking him after the break what he thinks, what kinds of inventions we're going to potentially see in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So the phones are open, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls about inventions, what has been invented, what do you think will be invented. Any questions you want, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, and feel free to bring up your favorite inventions, the inventions you think that have transformed our world. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Southbound.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or LowersHardwoods.com.
Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit DenverBBB.org. That's DenverBBB.org.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. The items you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Do you think your mother deserves to be treated like the first lady of a major country?
Well, of course.
That's the right answer. Register for a very unique and amazing Mother's Day gift. Check this out. A $100 gift card from Biondi Diamond Jewelers.
What?
Yep, there's more. A spa treatment from Izba Spa in Denver. Also, 2 weeks of meals prepared by a personal chef.
That is nice.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I'd take 20 steak dinners.
You would.
Register right now on am760.net.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're joined by Alex Hutchinson. His new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. He writes for Popular Mechanics. Just to give you a rundown, some examples here. In communications, it's chapter 3 in this book. 1948, the answering machine. 1948, the radio frequency identification. 1949, the barcode. 1960, the magnetic stripe card, you know, the thing on your credit card. 1962, communication satellites, touch tone dialing, fiber optics, email, cell phones, mobile mail. So this is really, this book, and it's a really cool book because it's got like, photos in it and stuff. Transportation, the airbag, container shipping, the jet airliner, the fuel cell vehicle, bypass turbofan. So it's really a lot of different things. And before we get to the phones, all right, let me ask you this, Alex. Out of the inventions that you covered, how much have we, this is a tough question because it's hard to quantify, but how much of what we have invented have had some really negative consequences, right? I mean, like, we've invented a lot of great stuff, but we're going to now, we're moving into a period, I think, now where we have to invent new inventions to clean up for the old inventions.
Yeah, that's something I was very aware of when drawing up this list, that some people would look at some of these inventions and you know, say, this is a good invention? What are you talking about? I mean, even there's a quote in there about the remote control. Apparently the inventors of the remote control, on the 50th anniversary a few years ago of the remote control, they were doing these interviews and they kept asking the inventor, don't you feel terrible that you've helped create a nation of couch potatoes? And the guy was saying, well, you know, no, not really, actually. I mean, relax. But it's a good example of how it's easy to find downsides. And, you know, some of the things like nuclear power,
right,
or the birth control pill,
mm-hmm,
you'd find a lot of people who would not consider these good inventions. But I would counter with the fact that the title says 100 modern inventions that have transformed our world. And I don't think we can argue that against that they've transformed our world. Whether
right,
good or bad, that's a much harder question.
Right, that is a much harder question. Okay, let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600. We have one of the nation's experts on inventions and inventiveness. He's writes for Popular Mechanics, Alex Hutchinson. His new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions. So ask him any questions you want, what he thinks might be invented in the future, why he thinks, for instance, he told us that that we've gone through periods of real inventiveness in this country, why he thinks that is. 303-713-7600. Greg in Westminster. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, David?
Good.
I'll give you my favorite, and sometimes it's more intangible than people see, and it's packet technology, of course, for computer communications. It's my favorite invention. And that leads me to my second thing is, a lot of times inventions themselves can't be implemented or used, there's an idea, until there's a convergence of different technologies that all come together at the same time, which produces something. For instance, the remote for the TV, which is one of everybody's favorites. If they didn't have certain technology within that all came together at the same time, it wouldn't be possible. That's what I do, is I work in the research and development in a cutting-edge company in Boulder, and a lot of times we come up with something, but until you can figure out how to package it and make it marketable, it takes a long time, sometimes 10, 15 years.
Yeah, well, you raise a really good point, and my question for you, Alex, is how much of great inventiveness is synthesizing what's already out there, and how much of it is like really coming up with something that nobody has seen?
There's probably only a few examples of what we romantically think of as the process of invention, which is, you know, a genius sitting alone in his attic saying, "Eureka!" Mostly it's incremental advances like the packet switching that the caller mentioned. The internet was conceived of in the early 60s, but most of us didn't start using it till at least the mid-90s. And it's because there was a small series of things that made it, first of all, possible, and then convenient, and then affordable, and then widespread. So there's, you know, you could say there's 50 or 500 inventors of the internet, and that, I think that's increasingly in the modern world, that's true for every invention. No one person invented the iPod or the TiVo or anything like that. It's building on other people's inventions and waiting for the technology to be ready.
And interestingly enough, I think, you know, out of all the countries, the industrialized countries in the world, if I'm not mistaken, Japan is known as a place where they've done a very, very good job of synthesizing, of taking technology that's out there already and really putting it together in new ways and perfecting that synthesis process. Greg, thanks for the call. All right, we'll do one more call here. Raphael, you're on with Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics on inventions.
Hi, actually, I have two. So the first one is, I heard about this electric car that was in this movie called Who Killed the Electric Car. What technology was that? And are we looking at that? And number two, how realistic is the transmission of solar power gathered in space through microwave transmission ever going to be, or is it ever even on the radar?
Well, to deal with the first one, that's very well-established technology. That's batteries and electricity. The problem is getting a battery that can store enough electricity so that you don't have to have a battery that fills up the entire back of the car. So that's, again, an example of we understand how it works. It's all good. Now we're just trying to make those incremental advances that make the battery smaller and more powerful and last longer. And if we can do that, then it'll work. But there's no guarantee that we'll be able to do it. For the transmission from outer space, that's another one of those examples that the physics checks out. It could happen, but whether it'll ever be efficient and inexpensive, that only the crystal ball can tell us that.
Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. I encourage everybody to pick it up. I have it here, and it's what's really cool about this book, I got to say, Alex, is it's not just the writing in here, and it's not just the thinking. I mean, and now I sound like I'm totally like lame and like a fourth grader, but like the pictures and the anecdotes, and you know, I'm looking at this old ATM machine. It's like kind of it's really an enjoyable read. It really makes you think about what inventions and inventiveness is. So thank you so much for writing the book, and thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks so much. It was a lot of fun.
That was Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. It's in bookstores now. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the phones now. Okay, so here's the charge. Here's the here's your mission if you accept it. What do you think have been the biggest and best inventions, and I shouldn't even say best, what are the most transformative inventions in your lifetime that have really transformed your world and our world for better or for worse? And now try this. What do you think is going to be invented that hasn't been invented? It's interesting. I was reading a book that they wrote at the last World's Fair about 100 years ago where they prophesized about what would be invented. And it's incredible to really try to get your mind thinking about what will be invented, for better or for worse. 303-713-7600. We got open phones now. Open phones. What do you think will be invented? What have been the most transformative inventions in your lifetime? 303-713-7600. And then, of course, it's Movie Friday. What is your favorite movie to watch with your mom? Who's your favorite mom in a movie? And we'll open it up to TV. Who's your favorite mom in a TV show? It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Don't forget to call your mom. So weigh in. 303-713-7600. Let's go to a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
The Turnpike is loading up and bogging down, especially on the westbound side as you're trying to get to Boulder. Remember, it's CU spring commencement, so you're going to find lots of activity around Folsom Field. Now, those eastbound routes looking pretty good. The sun will hit you in the face once you get to about Federal, but speeds are only going to drop just a little bit, probably in the 30s and 40s through that stretch. Tech in a minute or two onto your drive. They're also cleaning up a surface street accident. This occurred on Washington near 104th. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day with a high in the mid-60s. Currently, we're already at 53 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, safety starts with a good set of tires. Through the month of May, buy a set of four tires matched exactly to your Toyota by their factory-trained technicians and receive $40 off MSRP. Road hazard included. Visit your neighborhood Toyota stores for more details.
Tom Hartman on AM 760.
Everybody's going to love today.
Jay in the morning.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. Save 25% or more. Then put those savings toward your own mini vacation at home. Flats of flowers for the patio. Some outdoor lighting to take you away. Maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I've been, I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
How'd you like to get $1,000 worth of groceries free? Good news. Now you can, thanks to ATS Market Research, the prestigious consumer research company who's conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and ATS will give you $1,000 worth of groceries free so they can see what you buy with your $1,000. It's that easy. This limited time offer is completely confidential and there's no restrictions on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000 you can buy anything in the grocery store. Participation is limited, so call now.
Call now to get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now at 1-888-870-4365. That's 1-888-870-4365. It's easy and completely confidential. Limit one per household. Call 1-888-870-4365. 1-888-870-4365.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer unfortunately ignored a chip on her windshield. Then the other night, she drove over a big bump. And crack! Time for a new windshield. If only she'd called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it by injecting our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair is quicker than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Meet the faces of influenza, groups who should be immunized every year.
I have a chronic medical condition.
Diabetes. Asthma.
I have COPD, a serious lung disease.
Pregnant during influenza season.
We live with a baby under 6 months old.
I'm 4.5 years old.
I'm 14. We're in the group 6 months through 18 years.
I'm 50.
I'm over 50 years old.
Way over 50. Care for someone at risk.
Live with someone at risk.
I live with someone at risk.
The American Lung Association asks, do you see your family or yourself here? I'm Christy Yamaguchi. As one of the many faces of influenza, you and I and those close to us need to get vaccinated. In an average year, about 36,000 people die from influenza and its complications. See your healthcare provider about getting vaccinated. It's a safe and effective way to prevent influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza isn't the common cold. It's serious. A public service message from the American Lung Association.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. Save 25% or more. Then put those savings toward your own mini vacation at home. Flats of flowers for the patio. Some outdoor lighting to take you away. Maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We just talked to Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics about his new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. It's Movie Friday, so you've got two tasks ahead of you. Give us the inventions that you think have most transformed your world in your lifetime, and try to come up with what you think will be invented in the future. And then give us any of the movies that you've watched with your mom that you think are good movies to watch with your mom or have a good mom character in it. Or even just give us your mom's favorite movie in honor of Mother's Day. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Leroy in Denver. Leroy.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
Well, I think for better or for worse, that was one of the best inventions would be the cell phone. You know, I remember a long time ago when the portable cell phone was about a 10-pound battery pack with a little corded phone hooked up to it. I had one. It used to cost a fortune to run it, you know, so I didn't use it very often, you know, only in case of an emergency. But, you know, I guess as more and more people got the cell phones and the wireless phones, that the prices of the service came down.
Yeah, I think the cell phone really has been definitely transformative. I mean, it really has transformed everything. I mean, and I think there's good parts and bad parts to it. I think there's good parts in that you can be more connected, and I think the bad part is you can be more connected. Right. I mean, there's
okay, exactly.
You can never be. I mean, you can detach if you shut the thing off. But what it really is the expectation. Right. The cell phone doesn't just connect you. It has created the expectation that you can be connected to. Right. Normally. I mean, I'm going to China in June. Oh. Trip we've been planning for a really long time. We're going to be in rural parts of China, and I will have an excuse to be not connected that everybody should and will understand. But most of the time, you take a week vacation, you go somewhere in the United States, you go anywhere now, almost anywhere, and the expectation is by employers, friends, family that you are to be connected all the time. And I think I think that's problematic.
Yeah, they expect to be available at all times. I have two grown daughters, and they'll call me at work. You know, I work at night, so they'll call me, you know, in case of an emergency, and you know, like they know that I'll be there. That I always keep my phone on. So
right now, of course, the good part of that is, like, you know, if I need to reach you or somebody else, and I really really need to reach you for something really really important, I can get you, and that's definitely the best part of it. I mean, I think, you know, I think with a lot of inventions, that I think the downsides, not all of them, but some of the downsides of some inventions have to do with our ability to deal with them and to get used to them, right? I mean, I had a period of time, I'll give you an example. I had a period of time in my life where I was completely addicted to the BlackBerry, right? The email, little email machine. We used to call it the CrackBerry. And basically, Emily, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was like, that thing, it's either me or that thing. And I got rid of the BlackBerry. I mean, I had to get rid of it. It was an invention that I couldn't physically deal with. And I had to get rid of it. And I don't get email to my phone. I don't get it to my phone. And that makes things inconvenient to me sometimes when I'm traveling. But it's like, that to me is an invention that I've had to basically fundamentally reject out of my life. And so this is actually, I'm glad you mentioned cell phones, because I'll throw this out there for people who are calling in. What inventions that have happened have you felt the need to reject out of your life or avoid? Right? I mean, what have you felt the need that you just can't handle?
Well, I also had the internet on my cell phone, and I disconnected it also. I get text messages, you know, a lot of times. Like,
why'd you disconnect it?
Pardon me?
Did you disconnect it for cost, or you weren't using it, or you just felt too connected?
I just, I could see that it was going to be problematic, so I figured I better nip it in the bud.
And man, that's a good decision, man. That's right. And you know, it's funny. People who use the BlackBerry and the iPhone, this is actually one of the reasons why I'm afraid to get the iPhone. The iPhone's got so many cool things on it that, like, I'm afraid I'm going to get, like, completely consumed by it. And I think there is a level of mature. I mean, it's funny. I debate this back and forth with my friends and my wife. It's like, am I mature for rejecting it, or am I immature that I have to? You know, I have to create a physical barrier. You know, which is it? I think it's just kind of like self-awareness.
Yeah, you just have to, you know, everything in moderation, I guess.
And you got to know your own limits.
If I need the internet, you know, I have a computer at home. You know, I'll get on there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
And then the other thing, too, is it's already been invented, but I'm really looking forward to them fine-tuning that the invention that the University of Wisconsin just did, where they were able to send text messages.
Oh yeah, the with your brain.
Yep.
Yeah, the Twitter. And we talked about that earlier this week. The University of Wisconsin researchers, they've got this thing where you can hook up electrodes, and my guess is if and when they perfect this and make it a consumer product, it'll be like a hat or something. But they put electrodes on your head, and you can think about letters, and they end up being typed. And so you can imagine that when they perfect this technology, you might be able to put something on somebody's head. And this is not just for parlor games, right? This is for people who are paralyzed. You can put something on, like, a Stephen Hawking's head, and he'll be able to type things out via his thoughts. I think that's definitely coming. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and then the movie that I like to watch.
Yeah.
The Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath, as a Mother's Day, man. It's a dark movie.
The reason I say that is it kind of reminds me of what my grandparents kind of went through during the Depression years. You know?
Yeah,
and you know, it just, you know, kind of grounds you, lets you know where you came from.
Yeah,
and then, you know, to appreciate where you're at.
You know what movie, and I'm glad you bring that up too, what movie that I know my mother loves, and it's a really good Mother's Day movie, is I like Avalon, the Barry Levinson movie. That kind of relates to sort of, not exactly my family's story, but, you know, coming over, immigrants coming over from Europe, Jewish immigrants, and it's a really neat story. Those are always good Mother's Day movies. Thanks for the call, man. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. What are your biggest inventions? What inventions have impacted your life the most in your lifetime? What inventions have you had to reject? I can't deal with the BlackBerry. I had to cut that out. What inventions did you have to reject? And what do you think is going to be the biggest inventions in the next 50 or 100 years? What do you think has yet to be invented but will be invented? I asked this question because we had Alex Hutchinson on of Popular Mechanics. He's written this new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. It's also Movie Friday, so give us your favorite Mother's Day movie. And by that I mean movie that you watched with your mom, your mom's favorite movie, your favorite mom character in a movie or in a TV series. 303-713-7600. We'll do one more call before a break. Vincent in Frisco. Vincent.
Good morning.
Morning.
The inventions that I would like to talk to you about all sort of tie together, and they kind of go to an astounding statistic, which is that 98% of everything that mankind has ever created in their 2.5 million years of existence happened in the last 24 months. And the reason for that is the Internet. We've connected scientists all over the world, and the pace of discovery has completely changed.
Well, where do you get that stat?
That statistic came from a geek website for scientists and Mensa, which is called Dioxyribonucleic Hyperdimension. And it was an article about the future and about the pace of discovery.
So what is this stat say it again?
That 98% of everything that mankind has ever created or invented has happened in the last 24 months.
I mean, I actually don't know how you
incomprehensible, isn't it? But it's because they're in biotechnology and in just technology in general. Scientists from all over the world who used to spend a lifetime studying one little piece of science are all now connected with like-minded people around the world, and then you have supercomputers working on the same problems. So another place where you can verify the statistic is the United States Patent Office. The application for patents is so much greater than it used to be that they're overwhelmed.
Wow. You know, I mean, I don't know if we can – I mean, I just don't know if you can put a number on, you know, the percentage of total inventions and because what is really an invention. But, you know, I definitely think that the invention of the Internet has been one of those inventions that will spur – an increase in inventiveness and inventions themselves. And I say this because even in my own work, right, I will write a blog post about something that I'm thinking about. So this is in my little world of writing, right? You know, when you write a column is every week is sort of a little mini invention, right? Because you start with a blank page. And people will come, I'll throw something out there. Hey, what do you think about this? And I'll get, you know, you'll get a commenter say, well, did you see this? And then another commenter, well, did you see this part and this part? And by the end of the discussion, so many different new ideas and concepts have been synthesized and resynthesized and processed that the column ends up, my writing, I think, ends up being better because of it and more inventive because of it. So you're absolutely right. I think we, you know, if you could draw a line on a graph of inventions, it would shoot up exponentially,
straight up,
because of certain individual inventions along the way. Vincent, thanks for the call. Great call.
Hey, I wanted to throw a couple other things out there that are fun inventions that you could really enjoy in our lives, and that is snowboards and stand-up jet skis.
Actually, the surfboard is in here, and he uses the surfboard, but he talks about the polymer that is in surfboard.
Right.
So that's in this book.
Polymer, yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
And then the Hadron Particle Accelerator, the Hadron Collider, because it's reproducing the conditions of the Big Bang, so we're going to understand how the universe was created.
Right. That's right.
And also deciphering the human genome, which scientists once again thought when they first deciphered a strand of human genome, they thought it would happen in the next 20 or so years. But because of the Internet, scientists around the world got so excited about it that it happened in 6 months.
That's right. That's exactly what we're talking about. All right, man, I got to get a break.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks.
752, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Give us the inventions that have changed your lives and the invention that you think haven't been invented yet, but that soon will. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Westbound 36, really slow from Sheridan all the way into Boulder. Southbound I-25, getting crowded downtown on that approach to I-70, taking you past Spear. A couple cars mixed it up on the ramp from 120th to southbound I-25. Watch out for those guys. And the sun is out, so some of those eastbound routes are starting to suffer, like C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This message only lasts 15 seconds. That's not long, but it is long enough for a great motorcycle ride to go really, really bad. Live longer. Ride further. Take a class. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
Your weekend on AM 760 sounds...
Are you still waiting for economic stimulus to trickle down, but you still need a PC now? 345PC.com can help. We have two different PC packages priced at $345 and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. A new PC is as easy as 345PC.com. Visit our website at 345PC.com for complete details and secure online ordering of your custom PC. Assembled in Parker, Colorado. It's as easy as 345PC.com.
Could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins, and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit TheNaturalSleepStore.com. That's TheNaturalSleepStore.com.
Driving all over for the oil changes, tire rotations, and inspections your car needs? Your participating GM Goodwrench dealers can do it all for $39.95 or less. They're rolling out the blue carpet, offering you a lube oil and filter change, four tire rotation, and a 27-point vehicle inspection. Goodwrench and go. It's $39.95 or less for most GM vehicles until June 30th. Find your GM-trained Goodwrench expert at Goodwrench.com. Offer excludes synthetic oil and diesel engines, tire balancing taxes, and more than 6 quarts extra. Excludes Saab and Saturn, not valid with other offers.
7:55, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. All right, Mike, the stress tests are out, or they're mostly leaked out. Where is the market? What's going on?
Well, the markets are significantly up today. As you know, David, the Dow was down about 103 points yesterday. We've gained all that back. It's up 130 right now, almost 131. The NASDAQ composite was down huge yesterday. It was down about 47, 48 points. Today it's up 28 points, so gaining, regaining quite a bit of it. The S&P is up 16 and three quarters right now, and the Russell's up 13. That's a big gain on the Russell, almost 3% on the Russell. The Russell is 2,000 small cap stocks. So we're seeing a nice recovery today. That unemployment news that we got today, the employment news showed, I can't say in my opinion, David, this is good news. I guess I would have to say it sucked less than what people were hoping for. You know, I think it's kind of perverse that people are celebrating that employers only cut 539,000 jobs last month because it's the fewest in 6 months. And I don't mean to be negative. You know that, David. That's not really what I'm about. But it does seem sort of perverse to be celebrating only 539,000.
Right. I mean, that kind of says something about the about our recalibrated expectations, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think that's well put. The unemployment rate did climb to 8.9% from 8.5%. 8.9% is a 25-year high for unemployment. So we've got, you know, still have some headwinds, but the markets, as you point out, had lower expectations, I guess, and it sucked less. So we're moving forward today. If you're having trouble figuring all this out, though, and you're tired of relying on your 401k or a company pension plan, and you'd like to start your own pension plan and guarantee your income, give a call today to Jason McBride at my office. I'm in Arizona at a learning seminar. But call Jason today, and he'll help you with that.
303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. www.presidentialbrokerage.com. Enjoy Arizona, Mike. Is weather nice?
It's hot. 102 degrees.
Oh, man.
So I'm anxious to get back home.
102. Well, it's like in the 60s here, man. Get home soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. All right, 7:57. I am David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the 8 a.m. hour, we are going to talk to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. She's going to give us her weekly rundown. And then in the 8:25, we're going to be talking to the Colorado Progressive Action about the Move-a-thon for healthcare here in Denver on Saturday, which I will be at, my wife will be at, and my dog Monty will be at. So if you want to hang out, push for universal health care in this state, and you want to meet my dog Monty, as long as you're nice to him, maybe bring a milk bone if you got one. Come to the Move-a-thon on Saturday. Stick around for details on that in the 8 a.m. hour. In the meantime, give us a call, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls all throughout the morning about what you think are the most important inventions that have transformed your world in your lifetime. Popular Mechanics has a new book out. We interviewed the author about the 100 inventions that he said has transformed our world in the last 50 or 100 years. What do you think they are? What do you think has transformed your world? Have you rejected any inventions? I've rejected the BlackBerry. Can't deal with it. I just can't deal with it. And it's also Movie Friday, so give us your favorite movies that you've watched with your mom or your mom's favorite movie in light of Mother's Day. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear... Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support, as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit IdentityGuard.com.
Slowing pace, that's what we want to see. It's a great way to end the week.
In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 112 points. High unemployment is having an impact on the military. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
Big changes for the Army National Guard.
When your country calls, you go proudly.
People responded to ads like those with jobs hard to find and a need for the force overseas. But now the Guard is looking to trim, already slashing some bonuses, rejecting waivers for convicted felons, and lowering the maximum age for recruits. And USA Today reports there's a move to cut some of the education benefits that often entice people into the Guard. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The rampaging Santa Barbara wildfire is driving more people from their homes by the hour. The number of evacuations is up to 30,000.
Mandatory evacuation, leave now.
KNX's John Brooks is on the front lines along State Highway 154.
I'm looking at a firestorm. Balls of flame 30, 40 feet high swirling around, being tossed by the wind here that's just unrelenting. It has pushed the fire across the highway into a whole new area that had not been burned. And there are homes down below and another city down below. The fire could burn from Santa Barbara to Goleta.
One-time Illinois policeman Drew Peterson will be arraigned in a few hours on charges in the drowning death of his third wife a few years ago. A neighbor says she hopes Peterson is convicted and put away.
It's not a victory at all. It's very hollow. All I can say is that now that they have him in custody, he may never have the chance to do this to another woman ever, ever, ever again.
Peterson is considered a suspect in the disappearance of his fourth wife, but has not been charged in that case. Pakistan claims its forces killed 140 Taliban militants in the past 24 hours in the battle for control of the Swat Valley. Reporter Vivian Salama tells us as many as a million civilians have fled to safety.
The majority of those who have been forced to stay are those of limited means, the poorer people of the region who don't have the means to actually pick themselves up, to uproot, to start a new life someplace else.
The Social Security Administration says Emma is the new number one name for baby girls born in the United States. Emily had been the favorite for 12 years in a row. Jacob is the favorite name for boys for the 10th straight year. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the director of a medical center that just added Aflac to the benefits we provide for our employees. It's been a very welcome addition. In fact, everyone at the hospital can sleep easy knowing we have...
Aflac, Aflac, Aflac.
more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AFLACforBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. AFLAC. We've got you under our wing.
You know, Memorial Day coming up. Here's the thought. Let's take a break from the economy and put it in the rearview mirror with a road trip. Start by heading over to Advance Auto Parts, where they've got 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Quaker State conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for $14.99. That's a complete oil change to get you ready to hit the road for less than $15. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Can you spell economic stimulus? It's spelled 345PC.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Could Interior Secretary Ken Salazar be appointed by President Obama to the Supreme Court? Salazar this morning was asked that question by NBC's Matt Lauer.
I have a great job with President Barack Obama, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing every day.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
Supreme Court Justice David Souter is retiring this summer. As Interior Secretary, Salazar also announced the crown of the Statue of Liberty will reopen this Independence Day. It's been closed since 9/11. Home sales and prices increased in Metro Denver during April, expected with the spring buying season, but the number of sales was down 21% compared with last year, and the Denver Post reports prices for single-family homes were down nearly 6%. A man accused of killing a Colorado woman after shooting her 7 times in a Connecticut bookstore is in jail this morning. Police say Stephen Morgan stopped at a convenience store late last night and bought a smoothie, then saw his picture on a newspaper and asked the clerk to call police. He's accused of killing college student Johanna Justininich. And after a 36-year court fight involving several interests, they're opening the floodgates in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. The Denver Post reports they'll ramp up huge water increases to the Gunnison River slowly, giving people in the Black Canyon time to get out before the high water comes. The reservoir release increases the Gunnison River's flow to 6 times its current flow, simulating natural spring runoff and helping restore the park's river ecosystem. Sports, Rockies fall to the Giants 8-3, and the Marlins visit Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive around Denver right now. Southbounders on I-25, crowded downtown. We're also seeing delays on the northbound side of I-25, pretty much from University all the way up to Alameda. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s in spots, so that ride between the Tech Center and downtown going to cost you about 20 minutes right now. That is a busy ride. Eastbounders on C-470, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. We're getting word of a couple different crashes. 120th to southbound I-25, one on Washington near 104th. That one will be out of the way shortly. And the newest one is at 120th and Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denverbbb.org. That's denverbbb.org.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. Save 25% or more. Then put those savings toward your own mini vacation at home. Flats of flowers for the patio. Some outdoor lighting to take you away. Maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. A couple things going this morning. We had on Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics about his new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. So give us a call, weigh in. What inventions have been invented in your lifetime that have transformed your world? What do you think have been the most transformative inventions in your lifetime? And what do you think will be invented in the future? What kinds of technologies do you think will be invented? I mentioned that back at the first World's Fair, they, not the first World's Fair, excuse me, the last World's Fair, many, many years ago, they ran a book of people who had envisioned what would be invented. And this is, I don't know, 75 years ago. And people, you've got to read this. Some of the entries are incredible. You know, it's like people imagined big dirigibles, these big balloons, would be mass transporting people across the country. Of course, it wasn't balloons, it was jet engines. So what do you think will be invented moving forward? What do you want to be invented? And have you rejected any inventions in your life? I've rejected the BlackBerry. Can't deal with it. And then it's Movie Friday, so what is your favorite movie to watch with your mom, or what is your mom's favorite movie, or who's your favorite mom character in a movie? 303-713-7600. And before we get to your calls, and I know we've got a couple lined up here, so hang on, but first and foremost, let's talk to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress and get her to weigh in on this. Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, David?
Good. So, all right, before we get to your rundown, what's your either favorite or most transformative invention in your lifetime, and what do you think will be invented that hasn't been invented yet?
Well, I'd like to bring back that mass transit balloon idea. That sounds awesome.
I know. So wouldn't that be cool?
It would be very cool, although I do have a little bit of a problem with heights, so it might not be cool for me.
I always get the image, when I think about that, because I remember reading it, I always get the image of Indiana Jones 3. Remember the balloon scene?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, it would just be at least a very cool visual.
Yeah.
In the balloon.
Yeah.
It would be a nice thing to watch.
I wonder if they would ban, you couldn't bring on board, like, a needle. You know what I mean? To, like, pop the balloon.
No knitting on those.
No knitting on those. Right, exactly.
But I think the biggest invention that has transformed things is obviously the cell phone.
Okay, you're the second person who's brought up the cell phone.
I just think it has changed the way people react, the way people, you know, you don't have to plan things anymore because you can always just call someone and say, I'm standing over by that, you know, big iron dog in the park.
That's right.
Having to plan in advance.
Although I think what the cell phone has really done also is at a deep level changed our psychology in terms of our expectation of others' availability.
Exactly. And I hate my cell phone. You know, I use it, and of course, but I will, especially when I'm on vacation, hide it under, you know, some blankets or something and hope I forget where it is because I can't handle having to be on call all the time.
Have you rejected any? Are you a Luddite on any inventions?
Not really. I'm kind of the opposite where I'll try everything as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, but have you subsequently tried something and been like, I can't deal?
I'm not a video game player. And
okay.
I've tried.
Okay.
And, you know, I started with the Pac-Man generation and grew into it. And I always assumed that one day I will become this big gamer for some reason. And it just never happens because it turns out I don't really like video games.
Okay, so that you rejected it because you don't like it. I rejected the BlackBerry because I couldn't deal with it.
Good for you.
I couldn't handle. I just couldn't. I can't be that available.
My favorite invention, though, the one that I can't imagine life before,
yeah,
is my DVR.
You can't imagine life before a DVR.
I love.
Actually, I didn't. You know, it's
DVR, all of that.
You know what's interesting is, like, sometimes there are those inventions that you know are going to be transformative.
Uh-huh.
Like the internet, you're like, that's going to be transformative.
Right.
The cell phone, that's going to be. Like the DVR was like, I was like, that's pretty cool. It's kind of neat. And now that I actually think about it, I'm like, oh, my God, what would life be like if, like, I had to actually, like, and I don't watch a lot of TV. I really don't.
Right.
But, like, I probably actually don't watch. I probably watch less TV because of the DVR.
Oh, I absolutely do. And I watch things that I like. And right now I'm in Dover, Delaware with my parents, and they don't have one. And it makes me crazy for some reason because we were watching Morning Joe this morning, and I wanted to pause it and talk to my mom for a second, but couldn't because it's live, and they don't have the DVR. And I literally have been, like, pacing around. Maybe it turns out I have too much of an addiction.
I mean, here's a question. Did you realize you had the addiction until you went away from it, or did you always know you had the addiction?
Well,
like, if I
would have
called you last week,
right,
would you have been like, and you were in Alaska at home, would you have thought to bring up the DVR, or is it like you just went to Dover and you're like, oh, my God, I don't have my DVR?
Yeah, I think it just so seamlessly transitioned
right, right,
to a major part of my life that I had no idea that it's sort of like my crack.
We're talking to Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress on our theme of the day. Alex Hutchinson's new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. All right, what do you think is going to be invented?
That I'm not sure. I think the next big invention, honestly, is going to have to do with food. I think that, you know, we've got the big push now for sustainable eating and for smarter eating because the globe is running out of water and the fact that it costs so much more to raise a cow than it does to raise a corn. So I think that it's not right on the horizon, but it's on the next horizon.
Did you ever read the article about the chef in England who is a bioscientist who developed meat like in a petri dish? But what was really crazy about this article, I can't remember the magazine I read it. It was like a real legitimate magazine.
Sounds like a Wired thing.
Yeah, it was something like, but what was really crazy about it was it was like this chef who's really, really like a gourmet chef. He's not like some kooky crazy guy. And he wasn't technically allowed to eat the meat that he made because, like, under British law and under most countries, like, something about you're not allowed to eat something that's not actually designated as food. And the thing that he had created...
Didn't that cut out hot dogs for many of us?
Yeah, well, right. That's right. But, like, it was, like, designated a polymer or, like, some sort of compound. And so he wasn't... They were like, have you tasted it? He's like, no, I'm not allowed. So maybe you're right. Maybe the next invention is, like... food. And I know it's kind of a Donald Rumsfeld question. In other words, remember Rumsfeld? He's like, we don't know what we don't know. We only know known unknowns or whatever. So I know it's like totally speculative.
I can't say, oh, it's going to be a nutrient pill like on the Jetsons kind of thing. I just think that that's the area, the genre of the invention.
Yeah, well, what was interesting was I remember I mentioned that thing about the folks back at the 75 years, 80 years ago at the World's Fair. One of them predicted that there wouldn't be mail, there would be a huge network of pneumatic tubes to send your mail.
Oh, that's so Kafka. I love it.
I know. It's so like Art Deco building, you know,
right.
But like, of course, what that really previewed, interestingly enough, is like email.
Well, the internet is, as Ted Stevens has told us, it is a series of tubes. It's not a truck. And so I think this is onto something.
That's right. We're talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress, as we always do each week at this time. All right, what news have we missed? What's the craziest stories of the week?
I got a couple of stories that I think that you'll find interesting. And this one blew my mind yesterday. You may have seen it. Did you know that more Marines last year were killed in the United States on their motorcycles than were killed in either Iraq or Afghanistan?
Whoa. Come on.
I'm dead serious. The Pentagon got these statistics this week, and they're kind of losing their minds. So the Marine Corps is going to institute, if you are a Marine and have a motorcycle, you must now take this mandatory motorcycle riding training course because they lost 25 Marines last year to stateside motorcycle accidents. They were killed. And for a little context, 22 were killed during hostile action in Iraq, and 21 died in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So it's a bigger killer to ride a motorcycle stateside. And so, you know, the Pentagon is like, wow, we can't really deal with that. We need to fix that immediately.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of like one of those reminders of, like, what we think are crises and what we don't. I mean, obviously Iraq has and Afghanistan have the potential for and have been major crises, but it's kind of, I'm thinking in terms of, like, you know, we get freaked out about the possibility of a terrorist attack,
right?
That may kill, let's say, 500 people. That would be terrible. But, like, what about,
we drive around in cars all the time?
Yeah, exactly. And if we made some little change, we could save 5,000 lives a year, right?
Exactly. And I think it also, you know, puts a little bit of a spotlight on motorcycle casualties. You know, it's a dangerous thing, and I think far too often people take it fairly lightly. So
absolutely.
Anyway, I thought that was something.
That is a really interesting stat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then I have a sad story from Riverside County, California. Now, Riverside County, California is near L.A., and they are in the middle of a huge budget crisis. And it turns out, though, in plusher times, they had a lot more money. and the employees raised a big stink because they wanted better toilet paper. And everyone was having to use this one-ply toilet paper, and there was this big uprising, and the employees bumped up to two-ply, and then the execs in Riverside County bumped all the way up to four-ply. And so they had to give everybody a 10% pay cut this year. And someone this week noticed that Riverside County was still spending $270,000 a year on their toilet tissue.
Whoa. Whoa.
The four-ply stuff is not cheap, David.
I mean, this is the county government?
This is the county government.
So I mean, I don't even know who's at fault here. I mean, like, you know, public employees are entitled to decent toilet paper.
Exactly.
But,
they are entitled, but they went from really horrible stuff to the normal stuff to, hey, let's have the plush of the luxury toilet paper. And then someone this week sort of took offense that everyone had to take a 10% pay cut, but they were still spending almost $300,000.
So basically the county, as it was going bankrupt, was went from bad toilet paper to mediocre toilet paper to, like, Donald Trump toilet paper.
Exactly. Dollar bills probably would have been a little cheaper to use.
Wow.
Than the stuff they bumped up to. So, yeah, there was an entire New York Times story about this yesterday.
That's just, wow. I mean,
kind of bizarre, but it also, I think, is a warning to, before, you know, everyone freaks out about either their personal budgets or, you know, the broke government budget, either in your town or county, you know, look into it. See where the money's going. And
yeah.
I think there might be little things like this that are just slipping by.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And it's a good story that highlights exactly that. All right, Christy, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm in Dover, Delaware to see my parents. I'm on the East Coast right now.
Delaware was, of course, the butt of the joke of Wayne and Garth in Wayne's World, where they said, I'm in Delaware and I'm really bored.
And every time that movie comes on, I just sort of cringe down and hope that no one looks over it at me. But I like my boring Delaware life. I like it here. So, yeah, I think we're doing lots of going to lunch and shopping and hanging with the family. And
good, enjoy. And remember, shopping, what, no sales tax or no, there's like no taxes there. It's like a banana republic in Delaware, right?
Well, it's the same thing in Alaska, so it's not quite as exciting not to have sales tax.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Philadelphia, when I grew up in Philadelphia, there was always the smart dads and moms who, like, bought their car in Delaware, and I never understood why, but now I'm an adult, and I get it now.
Lots of people travel over and buy their TVs here because
yeah.
There's no sales tax.
That's right. All right, listen, have a good weekend.
You too, okay.
All right, talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye.
That was Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress. We check in with her every week. David and Jeff, I know you guys are hanging on, so we'll get to your calls immediately after the break. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. What do you think have been the most transformative inventions in your lifetime? Have you rejected any inventions? Like, you just can't deal with them. Christy said she couldn't deal with video games. I can't deal with a BlackBerry. I rejected that invention. What have been the most transformative inventions in your lifetime? And what do you think will be invented in the next 20, 30, 40 years? What do you think needs to be invented? What do you think should have been invented that hasn't yet been invented or perfected? Again, I asked this question because we had on Popular Mechanics Alex Hutchinson, the author of a new book, Big Ideas, The 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. So we're doing a little brainstorming here. 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. And it's also Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie that you've watched with your mom, or the best movie to watch with your mom, or the best mom character in a movie. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Denver Brown drivers on...
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390. Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
The program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it. Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call 1-800-761-3669, 1-800-761-3669.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. Save 25% or more. Then put those savings toward your own mini vacation at home. Flats of flowers for the patio, some outdoor lighting to take you away, maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is just an exciting time to have this fight. This fight over what you and I as taxpayers have a right to.
Ed Schultz.
What gives these corporations the right to have offshore mailboxes?
Where they're not making anything.
They're not employing anything. It boggles my mind. How did this happen?
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
How did this happen?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
825, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. It's going up to 65 degrees today. And before we get to the phones, a very, very quick announcement. We are joined very, very quickly by Leah Bree of the Colorado Progressive Action to just give us the details of the move-a-thon that I will be at tomorrow with my wife, Emily, and my dog, Monty, and my brother's dog, Rocky. So if you want to meet me, Emily, Monty, and Rocky, come out tomorrow to the move-a-thon. We're going to be rallying for universal health care in this state, and the event is organized by Colorado Progressive Action. Leah, give us the details, the where and the when, and, of course, the why.
Absolutely, David. Well, the move-a-thon will take place Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at Sunken Gardens Park. It's the park right at 8th and Spear, across from Denver Health. It's beautiful, actually. And we're going to be gathering around 2 p.m. We'll hear some speeches from some very powerful speakers, folks who have had incredible experiences around healthcare. And then we are asking everyone to join the movement for healthcare reform and take those first steps together. We're going to walk, stroll, or roll 1 mile for healthcare reform. And basically, it's because we think that 2009 is the year that we can finally win healthcare reform in this country. It's actually nationwide healthcare reform. The first time people tried this was in 1904, so it's been a long road, but we think that the moment is right, and we all need to come out and show our support.
So it's 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens Park, which is 8th and Spear tomorrow. That's Saturday, right. 2 to 4 p.m., right across from Denver Health. It's the Move-a-thon, the march for universal health care. You can bring your dog, as long as you keep him on a leash.
I'll be there with my wife, Emily, and my dog, Monty, and my brother's dog, Rocky, because my brother's in Ireland on a vacation. He's got a rough life. But we will be there tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens Park, 8th and Spear, across from Denver Health. The event is organized by Colorado Progressive Action. And Leah Bree of Colorado Progressive Action, just real quick, there is a chance that we are really going to get health care, I think, universal health care in this state and in this country in the coming months and years. And the question, I think, now is whether it's going to be something real or whether it's going to be half measures. And I'm assuming you think that with enough pressure, we can actually get something pretty decent.
I do. And I think that's really exactly why it's important that everyone comes out. I've heard that there definitely will be some kind of reform that happens this year, but if we want it to look the way that we need it to, we need to come out and show our support for that.
Well, thank you for organizing it. Where can people find out details if they want any more details of this? You have a website?
We absolutely www.coprogressiveaction.org.
www.coprogressiveaction.org. It's tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens on 8th and Spear. I'll be there. Bring your dog. Introduce. I'd love to meet your dog, anybody's dog that they bring out. I'm a dog guy. And I also just, I think we need as many people as possible out there tomorrow rallying for universal health care. Thanks for organizing it. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Lee.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, now, as promised, we're going back to the phones. 303-713-7600, what are your favorite inventions? What do you think are the most transformative inventions of the last, of your lifetime? What has transformed your lives? Have you rejected any inventions? Can you not deal with any inventions? What do you think still needs to be invented? 303-713-7600. All right, back to the phones. First to David, and then to Jeff, and then we'll go to Jane and Justin. Okay, here we go. David in Loveland. David.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
I'll never forget your name.
Right.
Okay. Here's in order of ask. I think one of the most important things for the last century, really, has been the advent of electricity in music. I got to play with one of the very first Moog synthesizers with Mickey Dolenz, of all people, back at the Monterey Pop Festival, and it pretty much transformed my life. So that was one. Favorite movies with Mom is King of Hearts. I don't know if you know that one or not.
I don't know that one.
Oh, check it out. It's about a guy that he's a soldier that comes into this town that everybody left during the World War II. And all the people in the asylum get out. And then the Nazis come back and they put them back in. And he had such a good time with people when they were out because they were playing, you know, the baker and everything else. That the last scene is him standing in front of the door of the asylum with a bird cage, with a bird in it, naked. It's just a hilarious movie.
It's called King of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll check it out. And the electric. I'm glad you brought up. You know, and it's a reminder to folks when you weigh in with inventions. You know, it can be from any walk of life. And
yeah.
I mean, you're definitely right. I mean, the introduction of electricity into music has certainly changed music and the arts world. I mean, it's turned it on its head, that's for sure.
That's definite.
Yeah.
And one thing I've had forever since they were the size of a brick was a cell phone. And in November, I got rid of it, and my life is just grand.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have an answering machine on my phone at home, so leave me a message.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, there's something to be said for knowing your own limits, and my limit is email to the cell phone. I can't deal with that. But I still have a cell phone, but everybody's got to know their own limits, and nobody, I don't think, if you know your limits, no one's a Luddite. It's just your own personal limits, man.
Yeah, it is. You know, I get a lot more done. I'm not dreading, you know, when I hear the tone come on or nothing like that, so.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey,
okay.
Man, thanks for the call.
Wait, one quick invention coming
yeah.
up. You said something about a mass transit balloon.
Yeah.
How about we fix the alcohol problem, make it mass transit saloon?
What do you mean?
Well, that you could only buy drinks and stuff, you know, on mass transit, so you're not driving around all over the place. One beer will make you legally drunk.
So you want bars on mass transit?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you kind of already have that with a plane, right? You can drink on a plane.
Yeah, but you know, you can't walk from the plane to your house.
Well, that's very true. All right, man, thanks for the call.
See you, Dave.
All right. 303-713-7600 is the number. Jeff in Aurora. Jeff.
Mass Transit Saloon.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Say, well, I definitely know my limits, and I can't even drive without having people talk to me in the car. So I don't know if the cell phone thing has been beat to death, but hopefully. I've rejected cell phones.
You just can't deal.
I can't deal, and it's, you know, it's the driving. Where I work, they're banned. I can't take it into where I work because it's a secure facility. And then just going on a vacation, you know, I just, my vacation time is my time, right? So what I think is interesting, though, is regarding the whole wireless connectivity thing and being plugged in is, you know, that University of Wisconsin thing where they're being able to use the mind to send wireless.
Right.
Or to send text messages.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you kind of extrapolate out, you say, okay, there's a way to plug the mind into the input of a wireless transmission device, right?
Right.
So they'll get that nailed down, you know, commercialize it, and then it's a matter of time before they go the other way and say, you know what? Now your cell phone or your text message, you know, device is receiving, and now how do we plug that into our mind?
Oh, I see.
See what I'm saying?
You're saying go transmit the other way.
Well, now you get a mind sort of, you use your mind to transmit and then also to receive. Right?
Whoa, yeah. That's like real. That's like heavy.
Well, it's just a matter of...
No, you're right. I mean, right. It does make sense that if you can transmit, then oftentimes you can receive. Now, maybe I've watched a little too much MacGyver, right? But, you know, MacGyver was always able to turn, you know, I've got some memory of him turning, turning a headphone into a microphone, right? It's putting out, but then it can receive. So that is actually, I never thought of it that way. That's really creepy. And then there's the question of whether it's gonna, not only are we gonna have information received into the brain, but can it sort of
manipulate it?
Yeah, that's really, and I know some, I know people out on the very edge of sort of the science fiction conspiracy theory world think that there's mind control stuff out there. I don't think that. I don't believe that that's there yet. But it is.
And you know what they're looking at, right? You know what it's all based on right now is our text messaging, where you're just looking at basically ASCII character codes.
Right.
Right. Being able to use your mind to generate them to transmit.
Right.
And eventually, they'll work up a way to receive them and to be able to somehow recognize that in your brain. This is where I'm going. I know I'm out there, right? But this is where I just see this all going because, you know, this is like candy for our society, right? It is so easy for us to become addicted to our cell phones. Wait till this technology starts taking off. It'll be more candy, you know, for our consumer-driven society. And the next thing you know, we'll have these little chips that's like they'll be able to miniaturize this whole thing.
Yeah, it definitely go down a rabbit hole, and you can think about, I mean, you know, when you think about inventions, and we talked to Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics about this, you know, the danger, some of the bad things that have come from inventions, and you know, inventions are value neutral. You can invent good things and you can invent bad things. You can invent nuclear power and you can invent the nuclear bomb.
Right, exactly.
And so it's you know, there's a lot of ethical and moral questions wrapped into this subject. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, you know, one thing. You had a question on aliens. Why is that on the mother-related list?
Yeah.
Did you ever figure that out?
I didn't figure it out. Was it because of what the alien was, or what, Ripley was a mother?
Have to be, right? Guarding your young.
Yeah. And actually, you're right. The picture was Ripley holding a child, so.
Yeah, and it wasn't very sentimental, but.
Right. You know. I would never watch Aliens with my mother. Well, I'll put it this way. I would watch it with my mother. She wouldn't watch it with me.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one, man.
Bye.
837, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. What inventions in your lifetime have changed your world, have changed the world? And what do you think is going to be invented? What do you think the big inventions of the future are going to be? In what area? Transportation? Communication? What's the next big thing? 303-713-7600. This is keyed off our interview with Alex Hutchinson, the writer for Popular Mechanics. His new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. It's just out today. Really, really neat book. And I'm a little bit of a geek, so I'm totally into it. And then Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget to call your mom. I called my mom in the 7 o'clock hour on the air. And what is the movie you want to watch with your mom or that you have watched with your mom? A good Mother's Day mother-themed movie. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Other than an accident, eastbound 6th Avenue, right around Federal, things are starting to wind down pretty quickly. We'll still find some heavy pockets on the turnpike, especially on the boulder-bound side, as well as southbound 225. This is after Parker Road, up to I-25. Got a crash at 120th and Sheridan as well. And now we're getting word of a new one involving a school bus, Monaco and 14th. No kids were on the bus, though. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
GM is reinventing the ownership experience. It's called the Total Confidence Plan. It's the most comprehensive consumer care program ever. They're standing by you and their vehicles like never before. Visit GMconfidence.com for details and limitations and to learn more about their reinvention.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM 760.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lauershardwoods.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product, including hybrids, in the state. Serving you since 1919, we are the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage Program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 R.L. Polk data.
09. To register for this exciting free seminar, call 1-800-429-9209, and I'll see you there.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lauershardwoods.com.
Here on the Front Range, 53 degrees going up to 65. I hope to see you tomorrow at the Move-a-thon at 8th and Spear. We're going to be rallying for universal health care. I'll have me, my wife and my dog, Monty, we will be out there at the rally from 2 to 4 p.m., 8th and Spear, at the Sunken Gardens Park, rallying for health care. Come on out. It'll be fun. Now we'll get back to your calls. 303-713-7600. Inventions. What have been the inventions that have changed your world in your lifetime, and what do you think the big inventions of the next 20, 30, 40 years will be? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane.
Hi, David. I thought about this off and on for several years now, but and we may have something like this. I don't know. And I'm no genius, but we have the hang glider and we have the skydiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I travel now and then 500 miles to my home and 500 miles back here. That's a long way in a car. But I've thought about maybe someday somebody will invent something that we can strap to our back. And we can maybe fly at a safe altitude for maybe 200, several hundred miles.
You mean like a Jetsons thing?
Right.
Like a flying car.
Well, yes. Only we will have it. Well, we could have a flying car, or maybe something we would strap put on our bodies.
Like a jetpack.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a jetpack. Mm.
Do we already have it?
Well, I think the military. I've seen videos of the military with sort of jetpacks. They're certainly not fit for consumer use.
Yeah,
I have been talking to somebody who thought that what we will eventually have are, he described them as pods. That you're gonna get in this pod. It'll be your version of a car, and you'll tell it where to go, and it will take you there.
Yeah.
And it will be because this whole grid of pods will be interconnected. There will be much fewer traffic accidents, much more energy efficiency, et cetera, et cetera.
Will it be on the ground instead of in the?
You know, he didn't. You know, who knows? But
uh-huh.
But you know, I definitely think that we are overdue for a transportation invention.
Right.
I mean, I know everyone's talking about the electric car, but that's not as big an innovation as the car, right? I mean, we in the last 100 years, right, we've invented the internal combustion engine, which became the car, and then the jet. I mean, those are major. That's a little different.
Did the jet come in during World War II?
Excuse me?
Did the jet just come in World War II?
I don't know obviously the Wright brothers invented flying, but my point here is that as important as creating the electric car will be, and it is really important, I'm talking about, you know, there's going to be an invention in transportation, I think, that mm-hmm. will be on the scale and size of a car or a plane, something that will really just blow everything apart. It won't just be a better, perfected, more fuel-efficient version of what we have. I think we're overdue for that.
And will it be on the ground, or will it be?
I don't know. That's the question. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're going to invent, but we are definitely overdue for a transportation invention.
I don't know why, but it came to my mind a couple of years ago, and I thought, well, birds, lower species than us, of course, we think that. Maybe they're not. But they can fly. A lot of I don't know why mankind, God isn't, or a creator or whatever. Maybe we will evolve and have wings someday. I don't know, but that's another subject. But I just thought, gosh, it would be nice to be able to fly a couple hundred feet above the ground with something power, something power.
Well, that's always, you know, it's always been the, like, it's always been the science fiction dream to create individual transportation vehicles that use the properties of flight. That's, you know, every sci-fi movie has that. Jane, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to, let's go to Bruce in Evergreen. Bruce.
Hey, David. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, I'm calling you from a BlackBerry.
keep it away from me.
Yeah, I haven't rejected it, but I don't like it. Anyway, I think that, kind of tongue-in-cheek, one of the best inventions in recent years has been ibuprofen. It's certainly helped me out on a lot of occasions. also something they need to invent, though, in all seriousness, is a cure for autism. So many kids have it. My son is one. And I'm really hoping, and a lot of other people are too, that they can make some progress with this.
Yeah, and the inventions that are cures, these are we haven't even talked very much about these. I mean, these are really, really, this is where so much invention is so important. And in this book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World, from Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics. It's just out today. He did a whole chapter on those kinds of inventions. And here's what he says in terms of medicine, that were the big inventions that transformed our world. A polio vaccine, ultrasound imaging, the flexible endoscope, the implantable pacemaker, birth control pill, coronary bypass surgery, the CT scanner, the cyclosporine, magnetic resonance imaging, Prozac, and protease inhibitors. So that's his list there. Innovation, it's not just the cool, you know, BlackBerry, iPhone. I mean, this is where innovation is really, really, really can make major, major societal impact. I mean, the elimination or the creation of the polio vaccine, I mean, that is just, to imagine a world plagued by a disease like that, it's just, it's mind-boggling. I can't even imagine it. And you're right about, and I think it, you know, relates to your thoughts about autism. I mean, people who, families who struggle, who are dealing with autism, it's really a huge issue. And I think we can innovate our way out of it. I really do.
I think we have to.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Okay. Bye.
303-713-7600 is the number. We'll take your calls on innovations, inventions. What are the inventions that have transformed your world? And it have transformed the world in your lifetime. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Friday, so that means it's Movie Friday. What's your favorite movie that you've watched with your mom, or your favorite Mother's Day memorializing movie? Your favorite mom character in a movie or a TV show? 303-713-7600. I called my mom. I wished her happy Mother's Day. I know, a little early. We called her on the air in the 7 a.m. hour. She cried. It was nice. All right, let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Crews are cleaning up that accident. Eastbound 6th Avenue, right around Federal. Southbounders on I-25, still kind of busy as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Same deal on 225. This is on that approach to Yosemite. We're also looking at some leftover delays. Westbound 76, 74th up to I-25. Westbounders on 36, you're also still feeling it, right around McCaslin. Remember, today is CU spring commencement, so you're going to see a lot more surface street traffic in Boulder, right around Folsom. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day with a high of about 64, 65 degrees. Chance of thunderstorms later on today. That's very slight. Overnight low dropping down to 41. Currently, we're already at 59 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Do you think your mother deserves to be treated like the first?
Planting a tree is a symbol of celebration, representing life, hope, and growth. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates life, hope, and growth every day, especially this weekend on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, get your mom the gift of life with a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery and receive 10% off any product in stock. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Belmont and J Road, or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. Plant a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. As May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Call me when you get there. Don't forget to eat your veggies.
You love your mom. So Walmart with MoneyGram is rolling back the price of sending her money to just $8 outside the U.S. Just $8 on amounts up to $200 to countries such as India and the Philippines. $8 worldwide money transfer. Because you think the world of your mom. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Currency exchange rates will apply. Licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Banking Department. Only at Walmart with MoneyGram until 7/27/09.
Time when underage drinking can be a real problem. If you're a parent, talk with your teenager about drinking. You can help your teen stay safe by teaching them to respect the law, themselves, and other citizens. This is from Ames Construction, specialists in highway construction. Ames Construction in Aurora, making a positive difference in our community. Ames Construction.
8:53 here in Denver. 53 degrees going up to 65. Before we get to your calls, hang on. Mom?
Hi, David.
Hi. I just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. For folks listening in, this is my mother-in-law. And make sure, I told you to wish your mother happy Mother's Day. But as importantly, and in some cases more importantly, depending on the way your family works, wishing your mother-in-law happy Mother's Day is important, too. So I just want to wish you happy Mother's Day early. I know it's early.
David, it's like having another son.
And you already have two. Two sons. How's Indiana today?
And another dog.
And another dog.
Well, Indiana is just great today.
Anything going on there? It's Indiana.
I don't think people in Denver have much to say about that. I see you have snow one day and it's 60 degrees.
It is. It's a little less predictable out here. You doing anything special for Mother's Day back there?
Think so. We're going out with friends next couple nights, but it's just nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from all the kids, and we look forward to seeing you in June.
Yes, I'll be driving out there in June. I'm looking forward. We're bringing Monty to you so he can stay with you while we're in China. So thank you for that, and happy Mother's Day. And I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you soon, not on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Dave.
All right. Bye. That was my mother-in-law in Indiana. Remember, Mother's Day is not just for your mom, it's for your mother-in-law. And sometimes wishing your mother-in-law happy Mother's Day can be even more important than wishing your own mom, depending on the complicated dynamics of your own family. All right, back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Big ideas, 100 modern inventions that have transformed our world. What inventions have transformed your world? 303-713-7600. Rich in Littleton, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Without question, the Macintosh computer changed my life completely. I'm an older person, and I never thought I would ever deal with computers, but it's so simple and easy to do, unlike the other ones that I had to deal with at work.
Yeah, you know, the Mac... You know, part of we talked about what really makes a great invention, and one of the things that does make a great invention is not just synthesizing or bringing together disparate technologies that have already been invented,
right.
but making technologies much, much simpler.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, you know, the iPod as an example, and granted that we're talking about two Apple products, but
right.
Apple, I think, has been brilliant in innovating and creating inventions that simplify everything. The iPod, you know, there were MP3 players before the iPod. The iPod just simplified it down to where,
right.
you know, anybody could use it.
Right. Well, I agree, and there's no question that I would have never purchased a home computer had I not seen one and had a friend that had one, and in comparison to what I had, was exposed to at my... before I retired, I couldn't believe how confusing the PC was.
I know, and I tell you something. I just got rid of my PC. I went all Apple.
Yeah.
And I was afraid to do it, but my PC was just giving me so much problems,
oh, yeah.
and I had so many, so complicated and so counterintuitive. And I went to Apple, and I've been so thrilled with it. Thanks for bringing it up, man.
Well, Well, listen, the other thing that I wanted to let you know about is the two movies that I went to see with my mother. She's passed now, but the two movies that we always loved. I liked the first one a lot, without question, was, The Home Has a Heart. Was that it? I think that's it.
The Home Has a Heart, okay.
And about 1982.
Okay.
And a beautiful film with a mother, and there's a they live on a farm, and there's all these problems with the she's a single mom and so forth. A mom movie, no question about that. And that is a brilliant film. And the other thing I wanted to let you know about is the scientific futuristic thing that I would love to see is you could talk to a computer and it would understand your speech and
that's what we've been talking about, and I think that is definitely coming. Thanks for the call. I got to get the national news. Stick around.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury products, including hybrids, in the state. Serving you since 1919, we are the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 R.L. Polk data.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The nation's jobless rate climbed to just under 9% last month, but employers cut jobs at a slower pace. David Weiss is chief economist for Standard & Poor's.
539,000 6 months ago we would have thought was terrible, but you know, after we've seen 700,000 for a couple of months, it looks pretty darn good.
Not good enough for Ben Davis of La Crosse, Wisconsin.
I'm looking for factory, hotel work, whatever comes my way, man. Dishwasher, cook, whatever.
When workers who've either abandoned their search for work or who have taken part-time jobs are figured in, the jobless rates would have been 15.8%. That's a 15-year high. The brush is tinder dry, the winds are gusty and unpredictable, making the job of fire crews very tough as they try to get a handle on a wildfire around Santa Barbara, California, that's driven 30,000 people from their homes. Reporter John Brooks of CBS station KNX has the latest from the front line.
This is a firestorm here that has leaped across the highway that was the western barrier of the fire, and it's taking off in the direction of the city of Goleta now. So a whole new area of forest is exposed to the flames. There are numerous homes down below, and there's no way, with the wind blowing like this and the flames this big, that firefighters can stop this fire at this point. The wind has to stop.
Officials say the blaze is just 10% contained. The Army National Guard is filling up the ranks.
It's a classic case of supply and demand right now.
CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons on how successful the Guard has been in recruitment. So successful, he says, it's cutting back on its numbers, getting more selective.
What they've been able to do is to take individuals that they only feel are the very best at this point.
4 years ago, the Guard fell 20% short of its recruitment goal. Come this Independence Day, tourists again will be able to visit the top of the Statue of Liberty. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Off limits since September 11th due to safety concerns, Lady Liberty's crown will once again echo with oohs and ahs. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar on nearby Ellis Island.
We are opening the Statue of Liberty crown on July the 4th. We have studied this issue for a very long time and believe that we can open it and manage it in a way that will protect the public safety.
The handrail will be raised on the narrow, spiraling, double helix stairwell. Access will be limited to groups of 10 at a time, and in 2 years, the statue will close for a major interior safety overhaul. Sean Adams, CBS News, New York.
Pope Benedict has begun his trip to the Holy Land. The first stop, Jordan, where he has been greeted, the first pontiff to visit an Arab country. In turn, the Pope praised his hosts.
The kingdom of Jordan has long been at the forefront
of initiatives to promote peace in the Middle East and throughout the world.
The Pope's trip will also take him to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Checking Wall Street at this hour, mixed picture, the Dow is ahead 66 points, while the NASDAQ is down about 2. This is CBS News.
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Auto Insurance.
Luke, once I'm on that plane, I'll never see you again.
I'm not good at goodbyes, doll, but here's this. Go to Progressive.com for auto insurance. They offer free things like 24/7 live support, concierge claim service, and could save you hundreds.
Hundreds?
Way more than a hill of beans, kid.
Oh, Luke.
You could save hundreds. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Concierge claim service not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your lawn's enemy, weeds and crabgrass. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Until now. Get Bayer Advanced All-in-One Lawn Weed and Crabgrass Killer. It's two products in one, eliminating lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. And use less water with its new water-saving sprayer. Nothing's faster or easier, saving you time and money. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says he's not interested in a lifetime government gig. On NBC's Today Show, Salazar addressed his interest or lack thereof in the Supreme Court seat held by the retiring David Souter.
I love being the Secretary of Interior because I get to be the Secretary of the Department of America. And that's part of the reason that we're standing here in the Statue of Liberty today. I have a great job with President Barack Obama, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing every day.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
Salazar served as Colorado's Attorney General, running a private practice and earning a law degree from the University of Michigan. He was a U.S. Senator from Colorado before taking the interior job in the Obama administration. Home sales and prices increased in Metro Denver during April. That's expected with the spring buying season. But the number of sales was down 21% compared with last year, and the Denver Post reports prices for single-family homes were down nearly 6%. Finally, after a 36-year court fight involving several interests, they're opening the floodgates in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. The Denver Post reports they're ramping up huge water increases to the Gunnison River slowly to give people in the Black Canyon time to get out. The reservoir release will increase the Gunnison River's flow to 6 times its current flow, simulating natural spring runoff and helping restore the park's river ecosystem. Sports: Rockies fall to the Giants 8-3 yesterday. They begin a series at Coors Field tonight against Florida. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive starting to recover pretty quickly. Still seeing some leftover delays. Eastbound 6.
Technology. The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
Ladies and gentlemen,
X-Men Origins Wolverine sets up 2000's original X-Men movie and explains exactly how Wolverine came to be. Although early reviews were mixed, the movie is actually pretty solid. Filled with lavish special effects, humor, and a few twists along the way, with its opening weekend netting around $87 million, it looks like Wolverine's blades can definitely cut it.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
America's Next Top Model waved goodbye to its 9th contestant as 19-year-old Fo from Albuquerque left the CW show. Following her elimination, Fo spoke of her time on the show, saying that it had been one of the most beautiful experiences ever, and that she can go home with a sense of reason. Profound. Hopefully the final four can come up with such heartfelt parting words.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly
anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
He has announced his candidacy for the 4th Congressional District. He's a Republican. He will be running against, or for the nomination to run against, Betsy Markey. Governor Bill Ritter said Thursday that he has an opinion on the death penalty bill that lost by one vote in the Colorado State Senate, but he won't say what his opinion is. I'm reading directly from the Denver Post. Yes, quote, he says, yes, I have an opinion, but I'm not going to share that with you. What is with Colorado politicians think just coming out and publicly saying, hey, I'm not going to give you my position on an issue? Michael Bennett, our senator, has said the same thing about the Employee Free Choice Act. I mean, am I crazy for thinking that these guys are sort of supposed to be representing us, and part of representing us is telling us how they stand on major issues before the legislature and the Senate? I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. A watchdog group, Colorado Ethics Watch, who we had on earlier this week, has now asked the Secretary of State to investigate whether former Republican Congressman Scott McGinnis should be filing financial disclosures for his all-but-announced gubernatorial campaign. Good news over at the National Renewable Energy Lab, what's being touted as the greenest office building in the world, the Renewable Energy Lab's new stimulus-funded research support building, has broken ground in Golden. That's your stimulus dollars at work. Colorado Attorney General John Southers announced the indictment of 15 undocumented immigrants in a statewide prostitution sting yesterday that shut down nearly a dozen brothels in Denver, Longmont, and Glenwood Springs. Governor Ritter doesn't yet know what he'll do with the bill that could limit the U.S. Army's ability to expand the Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. Scott McGinnis has asked him to veto it, and McGinnis has been subsequently criticized by the Pueblo chieftain for that. In national news, ailing banks say they need $75 billion more in taxpayer money. Or likely in taxpayer money. They haven't said yet. They definitely need it from taxpayers. But my bet is that they'll ask it from us. And I know $75 billion doesn't sound like a lot anymore, but it's just a massive amount of money. I mean, I know it's not a lot in the span of $12 trillion in loans, guarantees, and subsidies we've already given to the banks, but $75 billion where I come from is a lot of money. The White House has announced its support for legislation that was just passed in the House establishing, or that would establish, an independent commission to investigate the causes of the nation's financial collapse. The Washington Post said the Obama administration is attempting to restart talks across the world about arms control. Senior U.S. and Russian officials sat down to start work on renewing the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty from 1991. The U.S. government's pouring billions into General Motors in hopes of reviving the domestic economy, but when the automaker completes its restructuring plan, many of the company's new jobs will be filled by workers overseas, says the Washington Post. According to an outline the company has been sharing privately with lawmakers, the number of cars that GM sells in the United States and builds in Mexico, China, and South Korea will roughly double. This is this story here is certain to be a barn burner. Roll Call reports that a declassified report submitted to Congress on Wednesday states that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, was briefed on the use of enhanced interrogation techniques, including waterboarding, in 2002. So according to this report released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the Obama administration, according to this report, Nancy Pelosi knew about torture in 2002. Now, in fairness, she denies it. So we don't know what's really going on here yet. I don't know. Sounds pretty suspicious. Remember I was talking about how the stress tests, those bank stress tests, they were shrouded in secrecy and there was potential for insider trading and all sorts of other shenanigans. Some people said, no, you know, some people called up yesterday and said, no, it's okay, it'll be fine. Well, the Washington Post today reports that some major banks managed to wrest concessions from the government in closed-door negotiations over their stress tests that helped them put the best face on the results. The banks were intent on sending a message that they were strong enough to weather the economic storm and didn't need additional capital. Citigroup successfully pushed to lower the amount of common equity it needs to raise by applying $52 billion from capital. I almost said crapital. It is crapital. From capital, it has not yet reworked. So my bet is the more we hear about these stress tests, the more shenanigans we'll find out about. Some science news. After a half century of searching, scientists have finally discovered what happens to the world's second largest shark every winter. It has a Caribbean hideout. These sharks that can grow up to 33 feet long and weigh more than a Hummer H1 spend the late spring down in the Caribbean. They've been searching for this for a long time. Business news, Apple is closing in on a $700 million all-cash deal to buy Twitter, according to the website Gawker. Gawker, Twitter. I don't know what you'd call this news other than disgusting. A diner at TGI Fridays in upstate New York said he got a little something extra with his broccoli. That's right, a severed snake head. And you can bet that if that happened to me, I would thrum. On impact. On command. Wired reports that on the eve of the release of the Star Trek movie, the Pentagon's actually looking into developing a phaser gun, a stun gun. Talk about a new invention. And our final story in the news rundown, the Associated Press reports that Disney says it will no longer scan riders on Splash Mountain and three other rides at Disney World for guests who feel the need to flash their private parts. So Disney is backing off its Big Brother ways. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, we'll go back to the phones. We've been talking all morning about inventions. We talked to Alex Hutchinson, the author of the new book from Popular Mechanics, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. And we've asked you, what are the inventions that have transformed your world or the world in your lifetime? And what inventions do you think need to be invented? What are we long overdue for an invention on? 303-713-7600. It's also Mother's Day weekend, so make sure to call your mom and wish her Happy Mother's Day. Send a card. Do something. I called both my mom and my mother-in-law on the air, on the show. My mom cried. It was nice. It was nice. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to, let's see who's been holding the longest. Here we go. Mike in Denver. Mike.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right.
You going to come to the Move-a-thon tomorrow?
You know, I think I'm going to try.
All right, cool.
We got some rugby going on tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Glendale, but, you know, my daughter's the water girl for the women's team, so, you know, that's pretty important stuff.
Cool. Bring your dog if you come.
I will. I'll bring my lab. He loves everybody.
Cool.
So my invention that I would say, hopefully nobody has already said this, but I know this has changed my world and the world that I used to travel in, was just the cordless power tool.
I mean, I'm so glad you bring this up.
Revolutionized the construction industry.
I am so glad you bring this up because this is, if I can find the page, this is in the book. This is in this book. Because I read about the cordless power tool, and I was like, you know, is this really a big deal? Like, I mean, I know the cord. I mean, it's cool, but like, I mean, tell us in your work how big a difference it is.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the if you're working in homes like I do, it's more of convenience. I mean, you're not dragging cords and things like that. But you know, in the new building industry, where I mean, you know, power can be scarce. I mean, to be able to do all this stuff without being tethered to a electricity is just simply amazing.
So I mean,
really speeds things up.
So you're saying that, like, basically before there was a cordless power tool, what did you have to actually do when you were building a house, for instance?
Well, you could back it up and say that the power tool in general, like the corded drill, was just the most amazing thing. When I was in my apprenticeship, they taught us about how to drill. The way that the old-timers drilled into cement walls was with this thing called a star drill, which looks kind of like one of those Scooby-Doo underground auger things.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy would actually hit it with a hammer, turn it a quarter turn, hit it with a hammer, turn it a quarter turn, and go on and on. That's how they would hammer drill through a wall. So, I mean, the corded power tool, I would say, is probably even a bigger invention than the cordless. The cordless was an amazing step forward. But just the corded drill and then, like, the corded hammer drill and the things that allowed people to do in the time it did was just phenomenal.
See, and these are the things that a lot of us don't think about. And in Chapter 8 of this book, of Alex Hutchinson's book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World, Chapter 8, here's his list under building and manufacturing. 1948, latex paint. 1952, numerical control machining. 1958, carbon filter. 1959, float glass. 1961, cordless tools. 1961, the industrial robot. 1965, Kevlar. 1968, the Workmate workbench. And 1969, Gore-Tex. And so he puts those under building and manufacturing. And I'll just read, because you were talking about cordless tools, I'll read the little entry here. It was changing demographics that led Black and Decker to develop the first cordless tools. Contractors who were installing aluminum storm windows, a booming market in the 1950s, were used to plugging their tools into an exterior light fixture, then getting the housewife inside to turn on the switch. But as more women entered the workforce, the contractors were sometimes left powerless when no one was home. Battery-powered tools were the obvious solution, but the technology for rechargeable nickel-cadmium batteries was still in its infancy, while professional plug-in drills at the time used more than 200 watts. Robert Riley's design team at Black & Decker could coax only 10 to 20 watts out of their battery packs. So they innovated, adjusting gear ratios to increase torque and reduce friction losses, and using highly conductive silver graphite to reduce electrical losses. The cordless revolution put new power into the hands of the do-it-yourselfer, and soon after, this is interesting, into the gloves of astronauts. Observing Black & Decker's emerging expertise with cordless tools, NASA asked the company to build a zero-torque wrench that could spin bolts at zero gravity without spinning astronauts, and a cordless drill to extract rock samples from the surface of the moon. I mean, it's incredible. You know, these inventions, they seem to have one application, and then they've got another application. And that is really the lesson of inventions. And I found what was so interesting about Alex Hutchinson was our discussion, I think, in particular, about how we go through these bursts of innovation, and they often come when we're in crisis. And so what do you think? You got any inventions you want invented or you think we're going to invent?
Well, and let me get as a follow-up to anybody who enjoys his book, in fact, I can't wait to read it, there's a two-volume set that's been out for years called The Way Things Work, and it's been updated as well. I mean, it's everything that you could ever imagine in your entire life. It talks about, like, how it happens, and it's really, really neat.
What's the name of the book?
The Way Things Work.
The Way Things Work.
It's an old book. I'll show
it. There's another book I saw. I can't remember the name. I think it's called...
There's other versions of it, but that was the original. I have a copy of it from, like, the 60s or 70s.
There was a newer book out.
That's really neat.
There was a newer book out that was something about how technology bites back. It's basically about how innovations, sort of the unintended consequences of innovations, and how what's really interesting is how innovations often create new problems, right? Like, I mean, I'll just give you an example of my life, like email. And we were talking about the cell phone.
Right.
It's great for, it creates a lot of convenience, but then it gets really, really, it creates a lot more work, you know,
it becomes a very efficient leash.
Exactly. It's a perfect way of putting it. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Hope to see you this weekend. Okay, man?
By the way, Throw Mama from the Train would be my choice.
Throw Mama from the Train. Okay. And I had a feeling someone was going to bring that one up. That's a pretty good movie.
Say one more thing,
yeah,
really quick. You were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and his quest for legalization of marijuana, potentially. An interesting observation from last night's Dead show is that when you're inside the Pepsi Center, of course, it's officially no smoking, right?
Right.
Well, everybody went outside, not everybody, but most people that I saw, they went outside to smoke cigarettes. But, of course, when they wanted to smoke pot, they did it right there at their seat.
Are you serious?
So that goes to show you how in
silly,
circles,
right.
how silly the laws are.
And that's exactly right, how utterly ridiculous the laws are. Hey, man, hope to see you this weekend, okay?
Yeah, take care, man.
All right, man, see ya.
Bye.
922, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about innovation, inventions. What are the inventions that have changed your life? What are the inventions that have changed the world in your lifetime? What do you think is coming up in terms of inventions? What do you think is going to be invented? 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday, so also give us your favorite movie to watch with your mom or a mother-themed movie. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760. With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this Mother's Day.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $80 to $5,300 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Anniversary Sale, our biggest sale of the year. Gear up for summer and save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and paddling gear. Plus, REI members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? Then it's the perfect time to join. May 1st through May 10th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype up support, and instant messaging with other users.
InspectorGadget.com.
.925, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Inventions, what have changed your life? What do you think is going to change all of our lives in the future? And your favorite Mother's Day movies. It's Movie Friday, mother-themed movies, movies that you want to watch with your mom. 303-713-7600. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
I'm going to go with you on this technology, so I won't talk about it too much. BlackBerry, CrackBerry really changed people's behavior, I believe, both at work and away from work. And I have plenty of friends who still work for companies or a particular company where everybody has to have a BlackBerry. They're checking emails all day, all night. You know, they're constantly connected to work, never seem to get the downtime to relax. And then while I was still at this particular company, in meetings, you know, people would be looking at their BlackBerries, checking stuff out, not paying attention to what people were talking about. So I think for the negative side, although I'm certain there are some positives to it, I think that technology has definitely changed the behavior of, you know, working folks in this country.
Yeah, yeah. And so you said you rejected the BlackBerry?
Totally. I rejected all. I mean, when pagers, well, I go way back. I'm plus 50 now. When car phones first got introduced, you know, my boss insisted I had one, and I rejected that for a long time. Pagers I rejected for a long time. You know, then Blackberries, but you know, you can only hold out so long.
Before. Right, right.
Everybody else has one. You have to have one.
No, that's so. Right. I mean, that's actually the problem is that they become such cultural norms. It's hard to reject them without being made to feel like you're crazy.
Exactly. And I'm kind of a Luddite on a lot of technology. So, let me move to the Mother's Day thing. Let other callers get in. I don't have a movie to watch with my mom, but I think a couple of great mom movies for me. And these are old school. These are old gangster flicks, James Cagney movies. I'd say either Public Enemy or White Heat for me were both great movies about a mom that, you know, kind of stuck by her son no matter how bad he was. And so if you've never seen either one, check them out. I think they're pretty interesting movies with a take on moms.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, man.
Okay, David.
Thanks for the call.
928,
I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. 303-713-7600 is the number. Jackie in Longmont. Jackie, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. My movie is Something's Gotta Give with Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
That's a good one. That's a good rec.
Yeah. And then my newest favorite invention is something that's not coming out until May 17th. David Poe wrote about it yesterday in the New York Times in his technology column called MiFi.
MiFi? What is that?
It's your own personal Wi-Fi hotspot.
How does that work?
Well, it's going to be available through Verizon using their 3G network. And it's shaped like an iPhone, only a little bit thinner. Just has an on and off button. And it can carry five computers within 30 feet at one time. So Verizon is even suggesting that you can use it as your personal home ISP.
So let me get this straight. You have this little thing that you can bring anywhere.
Take it in your pocket.
Take it in your pocket, and then you set it down in your motel room. And
or
you can
airplane.
Or airplane. Well, I mean, not on the airplane, can you?
He looked like he might have been on an airplane. There's a video on his website.
Like when he's flying?
I think so. Maybe not, but I wondered that myself.
But it's okay, so you put this thing down, and what, you can connect to the internet on your laptop through this thing?
Yes.
So the thing is also a cell phone?
No, it's not a cell phone. I just said it looks like an iPhone.
Oh, okay, well, why don't they just put it in the computer?
Because maybe you don't want to have it connected to that computer all the time. You take this with you to go.
They can go to any computer?
Any computer, and five can be using it at one time.
All right, I'm going to look it up. It's called MiFi.
Yeah, just like Wi-Fi, only MiFi.
All right, I will check that out. That's it.
May 17th.
I guess I need another gadget to be obsessed with and to visit at the gadget store. That's what I do. I tend to visit before I buy.
Right, but then you know this is also a 2-year contract, $100 after rebate, and then a data plan of either 40 or 60 a month, depending on how much data you want. Or another good thing about it is you can just buy it, and then for 24 hours you can just pay $15.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to use it all year.
All right, so David Pogue of the New York Times wrote about this.
Yes, very cool, I think.
Very recently.
Yesterday.
Okay, I will check it out. Thanks for the tip.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
931, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. It's 53 degrees in Denver. Going up to 65. We'll do one call before we have to go to another break. Let's go to Bonnie.
Well, hi, David.
Hi there.
I've been listening online since about 8 o'clock your time, so I don't know if this mom character was mentioned before that time, but my favorite is Shirley MacLaine's character Aurora in Terms of Endearment, because I like flawed characters who, through the course of a narrative, evolve, whether it's for good or ill, doesn't make any difference. I just like for them to evolve. And I like that she was uppity and uptight, but nevertheless, she cared about her appearance, yet she stopped coloring her hair in order to take care of her terminally ill daughter, that kind of thing.
It was a really great movie. It was a real tearjerker.
Yeah, it was a tearjerker, but she was hilarious.
Yeah, she was hilarious. She's a great character in that movie. She was really, really great in that movie.
And as far as inventions are concerned, I have like a a really doable thing, because I'm not a tech person, but I would like my controller to be able, on my DirecTV subscription, to just delete all the right-wing religious channels and then get $1 off a month for each deletion.
And that's what you want?
That's all I want.
You know, there was that thing that they were selling for a while, the Fox blocker.
Oh, I didn't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you plugged your cable into the Fox blocker, and then you plugged the Fox blocker into your TV, and it would actually block the Fox News channel.
I would definitely delete that as well. But I think you're on it, aren't you? Don't you get on Fox?
Once in a while they invite me on. I'm not sure why, but once in a while, yeah, they invite me on, and we duke it out.
Well, you know what really makes me mad about Fox? They took a perfectly good mammal and just ruined it.
I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it that way. That's a very, very good point. That's a good point. Hey, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
9:33. We got about 27 minutes left until the weekend starts, or at least my weekend starts. 303-713-7600. We talked to Alex Hutchinson. His new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World. He's the writer from Popular Mechanics. Really an institution in the magazine world, that magazine. And so we've asked you to give us a call. Let us know what inventions have changed your life. Have you rejected any inventions? Have you just said, no, I can't deal with that invention? What inventions have changed your life? What inventions do you think have most changed society in your lifetime? And what do you think is about to be invented? 303-713-7600. It's also Movie Friday and Mother's Day weekend coming up. I called my mother and my mother-in-law on the air to wish them happy early Mother's Day. And if you've got a movie that you like to watch with your mother or has got a good mother character, let us know about that too. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive in spots like westbound 36 right around McCaslin. Remember, it's CU spring commencement. Could be some people trailing in there. A little bit of leftover slowing there. Same deal on southbound 225. This is after the Parker curve up towards Tamarack. Some leftover slowing there as well. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, speeds are looking decent. Pretty much anywhere else you're going to be heading right now. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day with a high of about 64, 65 degrees. Currently, the skies are mostly sunny, and it's already 59. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals, online or evenings. Classes start June 8th. Find more information at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
It's over for the Republicans. For the next...
Ladies, let's face it, aging is inevitable. So if you want to look younger, you have two choices, the Hollywood way or the Night Skin way. We all know the Hollywood way, surgery, injections, or chemicals, but they're risky, painful, and expensive. But now there's Night Skin, a safe, age-erasing miracle created by award-winning cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Night Skin stimulates the growth of collagen and elastin, which is what keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. And it has pigment reducers to fade those ugly dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. Night Skin is like getting a facial while you sleep. And best of all, Night Skin is guaranteed to make your skin look tighter, lighter, and brighter than it has in years. Call now and try it risk-free for a month.
To order Night Skin, call 1-800-291-5953 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-291-5953.
And Mark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product, including hybrids, in the state.
Serving you since 1919, we are the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage Program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 R.L. Polk data.
The winner of American Idol.
You are addicted.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ink Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Are addicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Call 1-800-429-9209, and I'll see you there.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 56 degrees on the Front Range, going up to 65 degrees. 303-713-7600. What are your favorite inventions of the last 100 years? Not even the 100 years, your lifetime. What do you think has changed the world the most? I ask because Alex Hutchinson's new book, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World, is out. Today we had him on the show. What inventions do you think are coming up? What are we on the brink of inventing? I mentioned in the news update at the top of the hour, the Pentagon's about to invent a phaser, like a Star Trek phaser. It's pretty scary, actually, like a stun gun. 303-713-7600. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Jay in Englewood. You're on AM 760.
Oh, hey, David. It's a pleasure. I haven't read Alex's book yet, but I do read the biweekly Science News, which is a publication of the magazine of the Society for Science and the Public. And I am looking towards the future. I see really an umbrella or an overarching need, which is creative long-term investment and implementation of existing technologies. So as an example, why isn't there a solar strip in the median of every major highway in the southwestern United States? Or why doesn't the federal government invest in solar roofing subsidies? Why don't we invest in wind technology, the pylon ocean wave technology that exists? I mean, there's so many incredible opportunities. And the most exciting one for me is that the new low-orbit satellites that the communications industry has set up over the last couple of decades harvest more energy than they use, and they can transmit data and energy simultaneously.
How can they translate energy? I mean, they can translate energy wirelessly, is what you're saying?
Well, via microwave. So you can transmit data and energy from these satellites that are harvesting more energy than they require to operate out there in the low orbit, but relatively high energy exposure to the sunlight.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was mentioned, and a caller asked Alex about this, and he said, you know, part of inventions, and he had mentioned in his book, you know, somebody mentioned, well, you know, in your book you've got the invention of the Walkman or the TV remote control. There's no new technology that was invented in that. That was all an amalgamation of technology that had already existed and then was just recast, put together in a different way for a different purpose. And he said that's you know, that's a huge part of invention. That invention is not just, most inventions, most great inventions are not somebody sitting up in their attic having a eureka moment. You know, it's most of it is, how do we use the technology we have in a more innovative way? And you're absolutely right. That's something that I don't think we focus a lot on in our society. I think that's changing a little bit with President Obama's focus on, you know, clean energy investment, for instance.
Oh, I totally agree. We have an opportunity to take a lead in a paradigm-shifting green technology revolution. And there's so many creative things that we can do with existing technologies. I think one of the great tragedies of the Bush-Cheney years was the lack of implementation of known existent technologies and creative long-term investment, you know, strategies. And now we have an opportunity to do that and create jobs and wealth and prosperity for our people.
Yeah, my only issue with it is, you know, as a policy matter, there's real value in trying to figure out how to invest in basic research, right? I mean, we need a lot of great inventions come not when we give money or resources to, all right, invent this, X, you know, X, right? When we give money to basic research, so many inventions have come from, we were trying to invent this, or we were studying this, and we found this, which was actually had nothing to do with the original goal. And so, as a policy matter, a lot of times, money for basic research, that sort of more generalized research, is criticized or reduced because it doesn't have a specific purpose. I think we have to resist that. But it's hard because people say, well, why are you funding basic research when we know we need, X, Y, and Z right now?
Right.
You know, and so it's a very, very fine line. I really think it was fascinating. Alex Hutchinson of Popular Mechanics telling us about how our country has gone through bursts of innovation and invention, and usually crises bring on those bursts of invention and innovation. And I think that if there is a silver lining to this economic crisis we're dealing with right now, it could be that we're going to enter into one of those really, really innovative and inventive eras. Hey, thanks for the call.
I totally agree. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
944 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. What inventions have changed society in your lifetime, and what big inventions do you think are coming up? 303-713-7600. Pat in Wheat Ridge. Pat.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Morning.
I think that this isn't within my lifetime, but it's within the last 100 years. I think the biggest transformative cultural invention is the air conditioner. I mean, think about way back in the day before air conditioners, people used to go outside. They used to sit on their porches. They used to visit with their neighbors. Now, everybody's kind of closed in. They shut the doors. They get online, they get on their video games, and they don't socialize nearly as much. And think about all the huge tracts of land that we've been able to settle because of air conditioning. I mean, the American West, I mean, Dubai. Do you think Dubai would be possible without air conditioning?
Right. No, that's a good point. I wonder, I'm going to look in this book right now and see if that is in here. My guess is something along those lines is in there. But you're absolutely right. That's the kind of thing we barely ever think about. You know, because it's so ubiquitous. It's so
everywhere.
It's everywhere. And you're right. I mean, your point about Dubai, for instance, right? There's a country, a huge economic hub right now, that really wouldn't exist. It couldn't exist without air conditioning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the more recent invention, and one I'm kind of concerned about, is tracking technology like GPS, and the fact that they can ping your phones to find out where you are. Now, I understand when somebody's lost in the mountains, it's great to be able to ping their phone and find out where they are. But where's this going to go? I mean, is it going to be too long before they can track you wherever you go, like in the movie Minority Report?
We discussed this earlier on Monday about how the government is watching. And here's the thing. With so many inventions, I mean, so many inventions in this book are value neutral. They can be used for good. They can be used for bad. I mean,
right.
You know, here's a good one, right? The videotape recorder. I mean, you can do some really great things with the videotape recorder. You can do some really terrible things with the videotape recorder, right? And
absolutely.
So so many of these things come with they're a double-edged sword. Actually, I'm just flipping through this. This is funny. Page 73 of this book, 1999, he lists as an invention mobile email. The tech gadget that defined the end of the millennium was the BlackBerry. So I'm glad to know that the invention that I am rejecting is one of the top 100 modern inventions that have transformed our society. That's fine. I'm willing to be a Luddite in that way.
I'm not a crackberry guy either.
So. Yeah, I can't deal. I really can't deal. It's really, there's some things. I mean, I know there are people out there who are, and I consider myself a real gadgeteer, but there's just some things you gotta know your own limits. And it's interesting, Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress, she called and said her line is video games. She just can't do it. She can't do it. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
No problem. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. 9:47, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. About 13 minutes till my weekend starts. Try to squeeze in as many calls as we can here. Let's go to Rick in Longmont. Rick.
Yeah, how you doing there, Dave?
Okay.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I believe the next great invention, it's kind of a subtle one, is going to be outstanding teaching software. And by that, I mean school is getting so expensive that I think there will be applications of the computer to where you can get the equivalent of a college degree, and particularly in difficult subjects, organic chemistry, engineering, differential equations, these sorts of things, right in your own home, if we apply the proper technology of teaching to the given hard technology that we already have.
You know, I don't know if you can ever take the human out of teaching.
You can. You can, because the software is going to be written by humans.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, here's what I think. I mean, I think technology can help teachers. I really do. But, you know, it's like, think back to those eureka moments that you had in school, right? I remember sitting in chemistry class, and I was not a math guy or a chemistry guy.
Uh-huh.
And they were my teacher was trying to explain what a mole is. You know, the is that what it's called, a mole?
Molecule?
No, what am I thinking of? I think it's called a mole. It's like a zillion, it's the name for like a zillion molecules.
Okay.
And I remember I couldn't get my head around this concept, and I had to ask it 25 different ways, and I couldn't figure it out. And then finally she explained it in one way that totally suddenly clicked for me. And I could finally understand what this concept was. And what I'm saying is that it's hard for me to believe that you could have a technology, a piece of software or something that could be that uniquely customized. Now, I do think the one way where I can envision this is that if they actually make some technological advances towards artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh.
I mean, at that point, you know, then we're talking about something different. Then maybe perhaps we could do it. And it is a mole. I'm looking it up on Wikipedia here. A mole is a unit of amount of substance. And I just couldn't get my head around it. So I agree with you. I mean, I think we're not going to reach the point where technology can replace teaching until we make the leap to artificial intelligence, which of course comes with all sorts of other ethical and frightening questions.
Let me leave you with this thought here. Here in this day and age of microprocessors, now think about this, we have people scratching on the blackboard the same way our ancestors did way back when, right?
Right.
And we call this teaching.
Right.
And when the process doesn't work, it is our current policy to blame the recipient with bad letters or bad numbers. We can do way better than that.
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, the idea, you're right. The idea that I completely agree that we can improve education exponentially, and I think inventions and technology are going to be a huge part of that. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
9:51, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. What inventions are going to change our world? What inventions have changed our world in your lifetime? I ask because the new book is out, Big Ideas, 100 Modern Inventions That Have Transformed Our World, by Popular Mechanics writer Alex Hutchinson. And so we've taken this Friday to duke it out, brainstorm on it. A lot of really good ideas. And then, of course, it's Movie Friday, and it's Mother's Day weekend coming up. So what movie would you, is your mom's favorite movie, a favorite mother-themed movie? What movie would you want to watch with your mom, or did you watch with your mom? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for right lane stall. This is northbound I-25 right around Orchard. Kind of hanging things up in the tech center. Rest of the highways, you're going to find some slowing on the southbound side of I-25 downtown. Heavy pockets on 36 between Denver and Boulder and a surface street crash, University and Evans. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Chipotle is introducing a new kids menu. Each kids meal is made with the same fresh, sustainable ingredients you'll find in your burrito. And this Sunday, if you buy a burrito, full-size salad, or bowl, you'll get a free kids meal at Denver area Chipotle restaurants.
This is just an exciting time to have this fight. This fight over...
Did you know your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins, and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit TheNaturalSleepStore.com. That's TheNaturalSleepStore.com. Synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins, and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit TheNaturalSleepStore.com. That's TheNaturalSleepStore.com.
.954 here on the Front Range. It looks so nice out. I just want to jump out this window and be outside. 56 degrees going up to 65 degrees here on the Front Range today. I hope you'll join me tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens Park. That's the one at 8th and Spear right across from Denver Health. I'll be there from 2 to 4 p.m. With my wife, Emily, and my dog, Monty, and my brother's dog, Rocky. And we're going to be there for the Colorado Progressive Actions Move-a-thon. Rally for universal health care. We're going to walk or move a mile, basically a march for a mile. They're calling it a move-a-thon. So, again, 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow at 8th and Spear at the Sunken Gardens Park. If you want to meet me, my dog Monty, my wife Emily, and just rally for the right cause, come on out. By the way, speaking of inventions, you know, here's an invention that took technology that already existed and put it together in a different way for something pretty different. Facebook, right? Facebook took the internet and email and web pages and recalibrated it a little bit and created something almost completely new. There's a great example. And you can always Facebook me if you want to send me a note during the show or any other time. I'm right on Facebook. We'll go back to your calls, try to squeeze in as many before the weekend begins here. Wayne and Parker. Wayne.
Yeah, David, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to bring up one thing, you know, on inventions. To develop some type of wind turbines that can be installed on each individual house to generate electricity, as well as have some type of solar grid to also supplement that wind turbine whenever the wind's not blowing.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole effort to get people off the big grid and get mini grids where they can power themselves, that's a really, really important part of, I think, a lot of energy research that's happening right now, and it needs to become an even more important part of it.
I'd like to also mention one thing. For the progressive people and the Democrats in particular, like when you're in debates with like Rosen, you were a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they bring up Reaganomics, we as Democrats and progressives, we need to confront that issue and throw it right back in their face and say, okay, let's talk about Reaganomics. Reaganomics cut the taxes for the rich people, but after 8 years after promising to increase the defense budget and everything else, he was going to balance the budget. And despite three tax increases, in 86, the largest tax increase in the history of the United States on the working people, he left office after entering with a $380 billion total national debt. He left office with a $5 trillion deficit. And what he did is he reformed the tax codes to give all these corporations, all these tax loopholes to transfer their companies offshore, to transfer money into bank accounts offshore to keep the rich people from paying taxes.
No, that's right.
And we've got our deficit.
No, that's, and you're right. And in that debate with Rosen, I made a little bit of mention of that. I probably should have made a more mention, but you're totally right. When we cannot, and it's interesting, the Republican Party, there's been a lot of talk lately that inside that party, some people are saying we should not be continue to reference Ronald Reagan as our big hero precisely because of what you've just brought up. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll do, I got time for one more call here, and we're just getting them in the order that we received. So if I don't get you, give us a call on Monday. Here's the last call of the day. OC. OC.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Show, man. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I also sure miss Jay. I hope he gets better.
Yeah, I miss him too.
You know, I spend a lot of time in my car, and the two big ones for me is MP3 technology and GPS technology. You know, I'm 28, so certainly the transition from tapes to CDs and then to the kind of fight over piracy and all that's been a pretty wild ride as technology goes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, GPS technology, let's take that. I mean, we're talking about the double-edged sword, right? And we just had a caller give us a call a couple minutes ago saying, you know, worrying about being tracked. And, you know, all these technologies have, you know, good applications and bad applications. And there's a really, really, you know, GPS in particular is a really good example of that tracking technology or location technology that's being used for a good thing. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Have a good weekend.
You bet. You too, David.
All right, that's it for the show. I'm David Sirota. I'll remain David Sirota over this weekend. I don't think it's going to be sandals weather. I hope to see you tomorrow at the Move-A-Thon at 8th and...